Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rolling for...
What day is tomorrow?
Thursday? Rolling for Thursday. Okay. We had some sort of a technical snafu debacle.
It's crazy.
That did not allow us to get on Facebook Live, and we've been trying for the last... How long? 45 minutes?
Hour.
Too long.
Full Jackson. Or more. To get Facebook going, to no avail, and so... Whatever.
Kind of pissed. But we originally said some really funny stuff.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about things?
Why'd that drop sound weird?
Brandon, why'd that drop sound weird? I think we're all on edge.
No, I just, when a drop sounds weird, it sounds like there's something new in a new fly in the ointment. That's the only reason I asked.
Oh, no!
That sounded better.
He's going to oon you.
There's some curious cobbling going on.
Drew's
going
to start ooning people off the show soon, I think.
Death Wish Coffee is the world's strongest coffee. It's a serious brew that will punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. What was that? Am I hearing... Seriously, I'm asked, am I hearing things?
No, I heard it,
too. Could you be hallucinating?
I heard it, too.
I heard, like, what? A rewind sound.
Huh?
Is this show just destined to be completely fucked?
Apparently today's show is, yeah. I think it has COVID. No, it was a slight echo. It was a slight echo, which was the first issue we had and resolved.
Oh, that was an echo? Okay.
I thought it was.
I thought I heard like a rewind sound, but it was very strange. I mean, very not normal.
Okay. Hmm.
Oh, boy.
Should we start over again?
It didn't sound like that. No, we can't start over again.
I'm just kidding.
You can get Death Wish Coffee all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores, and they are really helping to keep us going during these tough times. It was really fortunate we picked them up, and even more fortunate that you guys are ordering it online, because then you use our promo code, and they know it's working. So head over to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew for access to all of the coffee products, including the killer merch. Oh, yeah, and while you're there, use promo code Drew15 to check out to save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish Coffee, high-octane fuel for the human machine. And okay. Right before we were trying to start, I was watching Gretchen Whitmer, and there were some...
without a mask?
Without a mask. Close to the signer, too.
Yes.
What is it? You know, I'm not just picking on her. Trump does the same thing. Pence doesn't wear a mask yesterday. The whole world's talking about today. First of all, I think, can we get over the mask? Can that do one news cycle and then be done? It's like they're still talking about it CNN.
That Pence didn't wear a mask?
Yeah, that Pence didn't wear a mask. And they got people, guests, talking about it.
Jesus.
He did say, though, something about I like to be able to make eye contact with people. And they pointing out, of course, that you can make eye contact even with a mask.
Was he going to be wearing a sleep mask? What's he talking about?
Why doesn't he just say, I fucked up and I'm sorry and I'm going to wear a mask?
Or be like Trump and go, I'm not wearing one, but you wear one.
honest to God. And Whitmer,
she
was acting Trump-like today. She had to tell us the list of great things she's done for us. You know, it's your fucking job.
How long did that take? 3 seconds?
Four seconds? No. It took quite a while.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I understand, you know, this is what politicians do, and this is why I fucking hate politicians, is because even at a time like this, there's a lot of politics going on here.
Sure.
And by the way, she is giving free college to essential workers. And I'm all for people getting stuff for free, but man, oh man, what does that mean?
How much more do they want to water my degree down?
Your mom goes to college.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
Well, don't essential workers, haven't they done their college thing by now?
Well,
what are we talking about
that's
here?
That's a great question. How do you define essential workers?
People who are working right now, I guess. So my landscaper can get, he's working.
Wait, can I go back to college?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Me too.
Let's do it.
Oh, believe me, there will be all kinds of graft in this. There will be all kinds of clowns claiming they were doing this and that and the other.
Everyone loves clowns. It's modeled after the GI Bill. Frontline workers who don't...
You know, think about that for a second. It's modeled after the GI Bill. Those are people who went to war. In Russia, Germany, depending on what front you were in. Maybe went to Okinawa. And I'm not trying to put down, there's people who have killed themselves working, you know, in the medical field in Detroit and in Beaumont, in various places. And there's other people really, I mean, they would have been essential. I mean, they were essential. They were ready, but.
It's for frontline workers who don't have a college degree, but those that do, are they going, hey.
What about grad school?
Hey, can I get money back? She said those eligible workers, quote, oh my God. This, boy, this was this not thought out? Because the quote begins with the word like. So those eligible would-be workers, like one staffing our hospital and nursing homes, stocking the shelves at grocery stores, providing child care to critical infrastructure workers, wait. Manufacturing PPE. Let's start manufacturing PPE then.
Wait, so if you've been stocking shelves at Kroger, you're going to get a free four-year degree?
Yep.
Courtesy of the state of Michigan.
Drew, if you're manufacturing...
I'm sorry, but that's not really, you know... If you're it doesn't require a real special skill. I'm not knocking people at Kroger, and I appreciate what they're doing, but you know, that is just their job.
Maybe they are watering to a degree. Once again, a joke. But manufacturing PPE.
I feel like an asshole, but I'm sorry. It just seems silly to me.
What if someone starts making masks now? I mean, that's manufacturing PPE.
That's essential.
How many do you have to sew?
I got to tell you.
Charlotte better get to work manufacturing some PPE.
You know, because I've been talking to people, you know, about restaurants and what people are doing and stuff. Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of funky things about people getting amounts of money. I'm glad they're getting a grant, but what? I mean, there's just once you start throwing money, once the government starts throwing money at people, it just gets. It's like the $962 a week, and I saw the new poll today, which was.
I'm glad you said government there, because there are a lot of businesses that are giving back and helping. You know,
AT&T
$10 million.
I'm not
right
trying
off
to be
that.
Shitty about this. Shitty about Whitmer or Trump
your money,
or Pence
though.
Or whatever. But you know. I guess I feel the whole idea of the government taking care of me is just, I'm just one of those people who feels like I can handle it. I got a mask. I can stay out of the way. And I'm fortunate I work at home. So I'm not probably the best example.
This
plus, I'm very independent. I believe in me and not you fuckers to take care of me. I don't want you taking care of me.
Yeah. I didn't know she had a program.
Who's with me?
Rabble, rabble, rabble. I didn't realize. Hey,
didn't you have something delivered to your front door yesterday from, I don't know.
What? It was just
something quite special from Janine.
Yeah, you're.
That's true.
Put another Charlie Sheen sized glob of testosterone on.
No, I didn't, but that's a great idea because I felt better after I did it.
Go do it.
I think I will.
The last hour we've had here.
Wait, where was I before Trudy interrupted me with that salient point?
Trudy.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. I mean, do you guys? I mean, I'm not a baby. I don't need to be babysat by the government.
Yeah, but some people need some help for their upward mobility.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like I remember when we had a babysitter for Evan and Alex because they would fight.
Yeah.
And so Alex, the neighbor, who was like 3 years older than Evan, would come over, and I want to say Evan was like 12. and be like, I'm not a baby. I don't need a babysitter. That's how I feel right now. I'm not a baby. Sound like a baby, but I'm not a baby.
Well, you're not going to be getting that money, so.
Baby! I know I'm not saying anything that there aren't a lot of people who feel this way.
I agree wholeheartedly with you.
And you know, I think, and I don't blame these. We talked about them yesterday. People but getting $962 a week. Hey, why not stay home? Why take a risk? But, you know, are those people going to really answer honestly in a poll about, you know, you want to return to work? 32% said yes. That number's up, by the way, in a week. It's up like 14%. And 65% said no. Well, if you're making $962 a week, you know, maybe you would say no.
Well,
maybe you're more inclined to say no. So, you know.
Aren't we all?
Plus the death tolls every second on TV. Everybody thinks they're going to die.
Aren't we all
listen to the death toll anymore?
Aren't we for, you know, the injection of money? Did anybody get their stimulus check yet?
I don't think I'm getting one, but I don't care. I don't want one. I'm not a baby.
Well, you're just dumb if you're turning down free money.
I'm independent. I'm my own planet. I'm my own nation.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think most people are for that because we need money to keep moving.
I know. No, I'm not
loans.
I'm not against it.
I know.
You're on full stamps. You're on Social Security.
Trying to build a point.
No income. You disability.
What pisses me off,
trying
though,
to build a point. The point is that eventually gets to where you don't need to provide college for all these people. That's probably a step too far. I didn't realize that she had some other program called Reconnect, which she has this big initiative to push people to have a post-high school credential or degree to 60% by 2030. And what a nice way to do it, by pulling on our heartstrings to get people to go forward in helping first responders, yeah, everyone because wants to do it. It's a little slimy.
If you are stocking shelves at Kroger, surely you can get a Michigan degree in rapid speed,
yeah,
with the state paying for it.
It's not worth anything.
And it's good for the colleges, too, because you know there'll be more people paying tuition, and they're going to need that. I saw Purdue is reopening in the fall, though. Purdue, which says, we're a can-do university, and therefore we can do. And I'm thinking, why do people go to a college campus? It just seems like a bad idea right now.
Go Boilermakers!
If you're a can-do university, why don't you fix this coronavirus?
Exactly, you fuckers.
Get a vaccine and a treatment.
No, I saw the president saying it, and I'm thinking, no, you're just losing your ass. You're losing tons and tons of money right now, and so you want to start making money again. We know we can quickly identify who the really selfish people are, but, you know.
Well, speaking of workers going, you know, Trump enacted the Defense Act to make sure the meat plants keep making meat. And a lot of the meat plants go, sure, that's great. That's wonderful. Nobody's going to come into work. I just want you to know, because it's a cesspool. It's a breeding ground for coronavirus. So I don't know how you expect us to do this without any workers.
Illegal immigrants.
I don't know. I feel like it's funny hearing the Purdue guy. I should be applauding the Purdue president for calling him a can-do university. Because we seem like a can't-do country now. Don't we seem can't-do-ish for us?
Well, I think it's a can-do because we're sitting at home doing nothing and watching the economy, you know, go down, because I think most people think it's the right thing to do right now. Right now.
Yeah.
Go Boilermakers!
I was texting with my brother today. I should share his text later on.
Do it.
And I said, nobody's talking about the economy. I said, I'm really nervous about the economy. He's like, I am too, but don't worry. People will be talking about the economy. And I thought,
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
I think a lot of people are talking about the economy.
Not really. No, if you watch
especially
the news.
When you see the GDP go down 4.8 for the first quarter.
But watch the news in the morning. Watch the news at night. And the lead is how many died, how many got the virus. Are we reopening too soon? Is there a second wave coming? Well, they get to the economic stuff, but we're talking about people losing a lot.
Yeah, potentially. I just think that's where we're at right now. But I've seen economic stories.
Well, yeah, you see stories, but
it's a balance.
It's I just think
it's a tough balance.
I think a lot of people are very panicked right now, and they don't want to go back to work because they don't want to die.
Yeah.
And they don't want kids going back to school. In fact, that's the thing I think is really screwy in this poll.
I so want them to go back
have
to school.
Have students go back to school. 85% say bad idea. Okay. What? How much do we hear about Sweden, by the way? Why isn't that a bigger news story? Sweden has kids through 8th grade in school, and you know why? Because their parents need to work.
Well, these schools clearly aren't can-do schools then.
I mentioned this, I think, maybe 4 or 5 shows ago when I got this letter or email from a guy who said, there's a 5-year-old that died in Detroit.
Yeah.
And
that's sad.
And there's a 17-year-old that died somewhere, and there's a 20. And I'm like, you're talking about 3 people. I mean, I'm so sorry that they, obviously, that's terrible.
Sad,
but
yeah.
There have
Didn't
not
one
been,
also have meningitis?
There aren't many children.
Yes, Brandon, yeah.
How many children, 8th grade and under, what's that, 14? How many 14 and under have died from coronavirus?
The last number was like 0.01%. It's a very, very
There's got to be a number, though. Is it 500, 5,000? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the number is extremely small.
It's the younger you are, the less of a chance you have.
Right.
Young people have a crazy.
Is it a bad idea? Because honestly, I think more kids have been killed in school shootings than have been killed by coronavirus. Am I right about that?
Ask David Hogg.
Who's with me?
No, I think the fear of kids going back is that they're gross and they're going to be carriers and they're going to share it with each other and then they're going to give it to grandma.
Well, adults. Yeah.
Well, what's Sweden
doing?
Hey,
if you're
about
out
that?
There, fuck you.
No, I know. Well, they're telling those kids to stay away from grandma. And Swedes apparently.
Well, yeah, they should stay away from grandma anyway.
No, I know. I know, but this is America.
Hi, Grandma.
Well, and maybe that's the point. You know, yesterday, God, I really didn't want to talk about all this shit.
Did you see what Germany did?
They reopened their economy and their rate of the virus is up.
They had a spike, and that's going to happen here.
But that's not a – is that too big a spike? I mean
– no, I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like
– look, when it reopens, you're going to see a spike about 2 weeks for about 2 weeks after it reopens.
I feel like we're – I'd say we're being pussies, but I don't know. We just seem so – when I saw that poll today, 85% don't want to send their kids to school, and I know – of course, a kid getting the virus is a horrible thought.
They must not be homeschooling him.
Yeah, you know, that's a weird thing, too.
Was I
maybe it's just because of the nature of our personalities in the show over time and whatnot, but I get a lot of people talking about, you know, oh, my God, homeschooling. And, you know, it's really not easy. It's difficult if you've got two spouses that are essential or will be working. You know, it's a big problem.
I'll say this. The school Charlotte goes to has been phenomenal in getting stuff to us and the organization. And this is compared to friends and hearing their horror stories with their schools. But, you know, it's still a lot. And I think she's really expressing her freedom and doesn't really want to do it. She has to be pushed. She's done it all. She just has to be pushed because she would rather play because she's home. She's not in a building. She's not a school building.
All right, I'm going to look it up. Coronavirus.
By the way, there's nothing more fun than eavesdropping on a kindergarten class Zoom meeting.
That is my daddy for the nation.
Sami. Coronavirus deaths by age group. Let's see. Can we get that number?
Charlotte and I did a new podcast, but Brandon hates it, so we won't add it to the show.
It's not true. I have to figure out some audio issues with it.
You hate my kids.
Why isn't there more? Should there be more Google data on death by age group?
No, I'll find it. I know exactly where it is. It's that show you yelled at me for watching on Netflix.
Okay, 0 to 9 years, 0.1%. 10 to 19 years. This is of the people who've died. This is not 0.1%.
What's your source?
This is Italy. This is Italy. Just Italy. 0 to 9, 0.1. 10 to 19. 0. Not one 10 to 19-year-old has died in Italy.
Serious crap.
20 to 29.1, 30 to 39.3, 44 to 9.9.
I mean, give me a break.
50 to 59, 2.5, 60 to 69, 9.8, 70 to 79, 24.1, 80 to 89, 28.9, 90 years and older, 24.6. That seems impossibly low, doesn't it? For like the 40 to 60? Don't more 40, 60-year-olds dying? I mean, the other day it was like, oh, my God, they're dropping like flies in their 30s from strokes.
Sounds like Drew wants to. Well, see, that. Okay, now, to that point, there are so many anecdotal stories of stuff like that.
I know, but those anecdotal stories scare the fuck out of people.
I'm agreeing with you. So do every new scientist that comes out and says, hey.
You know they're giving kids vaccines everywhere that eat their freaking cerebral cortex.
Hey, in Wuhan today, we noticed that the RNA of the coronavirus hangs in the air for 2 hours. So everyone freaks out and is convinced it's fully airborne, and they don't really know how active it is in the air.
Well, you know, the WHO, who, by the way, you know, is really making a lot of decisions, they said it wasn't spread in January. You couldn't spread it via contact.
I love the WHO.
Or by personal contact. Wasn't it the WHO that said that?
Here you go. Here's the fatality case by age. This is so far everywhere.
All right.
0.01, that's for 0 to 9.
But that's of the deaths, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
COVID-19 case fatality by age. 0.02 for 10 to 19, 0.09, 20s. 30s, 0.18, 40s, 0.4, 50s, 1.3, 60s, 4.6, 70s, 9.8, 80 and up, 18%.
Wait, that doesn't make 100.
Fatalities by age, people that get the disease and then die.
But the total
should be...
Well, I use
a calculator for that.
Aren't you?
No, no, no. You're thinking a percentage of death. I think this is people that have got
Can we get numbers, though? Because I think numbers would make it even better.
Yeah, but we...
I mean, 0.1 is...
Should we call Count David Wimp? Should we call Count David Wimp anyway to check in on him?
I was thinking he could count our Facebook Lives.
Well, remember, we
Wouldn't that be cool if we had him on counting Facebook Lives?
19!
Yeah, until he's down that low. But remember, we had him on at the very beginning of the coronavirus outbreak and asked if he was counting the deaths.
No.
Well, okay, so 0.1 and 0.02.
The point being, drastically higher as you get older.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, David.
Trudy, what do you think about sending the kids to school? Bad idea? Good idea?
No, I think it's a good idea for the most part.
What?
You have to do a little bit of what Sweden is doing. You're the
14% of reckless people!
I want him to go back.
That's why, you know, it's weird. I usually always believe polls, and I looked at this poll today. I was like, 85%, are they paying attention to numbers? Or is it, you know, because if you, you know, what's the Florida shooting?
Parkland, yeah.
Parkland, you know, that scares Stillman the Douglas. Fuck out of you. And everybody thinks, oh, my God, my kid is going to be shot. And kids
I should be back in school.
Kids start saying things like, I'm saying my prayers and leaving notes for my parents, telling them how much I love them because I'm afraid I'm going to be shot in school. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, but if you watch
the news.
We're
not going to let that fucking happen.
It's, you know, Parkland, 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 Parkland. And
yeah. Of course.
The thing that they were talking about yesterday about how we are going to fly in planes in the future is kind of interesting. The idea that you'd have to sit 6 feet apart.
Oh, I thought we were all going to be nude, remember? Wasn't that
that was one
idea
I
had? Yeah.
Six feet apart
on a plane, not going to happen.
Never going to happen.
The airlines, you know, this is
what's he doing up there?
This is what's really interesting about all this. You're going to have your normal. And it's like, we're going to be 6 feet apart on planes.
No, we're not.
The margins the airlines make are not very big. They make a lot of money. They made a ton of money. They should not need our money. Mm-hmm. But their margins aren't that big. If you take out half their passengers, they're completely fucked. That's a government. It's got to be government airlines.
Don't they work out 90% out or 90 days out? Isn't that what they said?
I'm not sure what the number is, but it's grim.
If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing.
That dick.
And, you know, the restaurants, I heard this conversation today about if we can only have half, if we can never be full, we can't make money. And not only that, in Tennessee and Kentucky, which have reopened, people aren't going to restaurants. Many restaurants are choosing to stay closed.
Well, it was always about to close.
Because no one's going. And because people are afraid. Maybe
this is it. This is the end.
It is over.
If you look at Sweden, I'll stop blowing Sweden. But if you look at Sweden, you'll see their cafes they got people in them. They're busy. There's a lot of people.
I know, but see, here's another thing.
But
you talk about people not digging into a story. They are doing exactly what we were doing until the 24th, that first stay at home order. They are staying home. A lot of people there are staying home. You're just seeing the pictures of those bars. And the bars, it's all table service. You can't congregate around the bar.
But that's okay.
They're social. No,
that's
I know.
It's better than every other table.
But people act like they're not doing a thing.
It's not true. That's why I say, look, I can do something about this. I'm not going to go bunch up with people and make out with my landscaper. And I'm not going to, you know, go to the Stones with 40,000 people or go to I'm not going to do that.
Love you, Jagger.
I want my $4,400 back. Either that or I want an accounting of how Mick spent it, because that might be cool. So actually, that might be a collector's item.
Now you're weighing the risk, right? And you're saying people won't go out, or a restaurant, if they're at half capacity, they won't be able to make it anyway.
No, they won't. It'll be very hard.
So if that's the case, if that's really what
you feel. By the way, that's a lot of workers.
I understand that, but if that's the case anyway, why open if people are still scared? Why not open until can be 100%? I don't agree with that. I think you should open. I think they should open.
If they didn't open restaurants until, you know, we had a vaccine or whatever, you just shut down every restaurant because there's no one could make it. You can't just pay expenses for a year and a half and stay in business. You wouldn't want to. You'd rather open a new one when it was over.
Yeah. But as this progresses, more and more people are getting it and getting better and getting over it. And that figures into all of this, whether we can do any of those things safely in the future. You know, we'll have antibodies.
The great majority of people. Well, that's the whole idea of herd immunity, which is another concept entirely. But, you know, I'll read my brother's text in a minute.
Sweden is 65%. Didn't they say exposed people who've had it and gotten over it? So
I don't know if it's is it that high? Because they, you know what
I
they
read that this morning.
You,
yeah.
You know what I read about Sweden was that they're not as worried about a second wave because they've got all those antibodies out there. So they're not as worried.
Yeah, because they had people socializing and getting it, and the vulnerable people were all grouped in a place, wherever that is.
Their hospitals could handle what they got, too.
But if you look up Sweden online, coronavirus, I'm telling you, you'll read some really scary, shitty stories about how crazy this health director is, who really is starting to look like a good-out-of-the-box thinker. And, you know, credit to the Swedish people who apparently, and they did say recently that Swedish people are getting a little out of hand because it was getting warm. And so people are bunching up and gathering outside. And so they're trying to, you know, say, hey, look, you fucking assholes, socially distance. And, you know, I think they've been successful with that.
So one of the things Sweden did, too, is they put a $500 a week limit on individuals playing online casinos and slot machines online.
What?
Which my response is, could you imagine if that happened here? I get people, you know.
What do you mean a limit? Why do they limit people?
I have no idea. I think because they're worried about them spending all their money, I guess.
You know,
I'm trying to win $600.
There's no accounting for Sweden or comparing the two. You know, it's apples and oranges. They're two different places. Swedish people also listen to the government.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And they're not as independent. I don't think they're.
They're also very
sheep, but
very homogenized too.
They're pretty homogenized. Oh, they've got all those refugees. Remember, I said Sweden's taking those. Are they crazy? Yeah. And they've actually assimilated fairly well. But Sweden, it's not the government that makes decisions; it's the health department,
which would never happen here.
I know that's amazing. If it was just the health department here, we'd be shut down for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Okay. Zot Dealerships, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota can once again help you purchase a new and pre-loved vehicle working within the governor's orders. That Nazi! You know, I hate it when people called Gretchen Whitmer a fascist or something. It's like, you know, okay, if she's overreaching, she's overreaching. But don't start saying she's a fascist and that she wants to control us.
No, her and Bill Gates.
I don't. Ugh, Bill Gates. Jesus Christ. We'll have to get into Bill Gates.
And Melinda.
And all those people. Oh, I can't stand reading all the people saying, I will not take a vaccine. And I just see more of it every day. And I see all these people going, me too. Yeah. Oh, so
can we just put them in a nursing home and keep them away from everybody too?
When is polio coming back, by the way? Are we going to have polio soon?
That's a great question.
True, did your parents talk about polio when you were a kid?
No, not so much.
Because
we had measles and all that. You got the polio shot, right? Didn't you? Went down to the.
Yep.
Oh wait, we brought measles back. That was great.
Yeah, we did
that was
bring
a good
measles
comeback.
Back.
Way to go, everybody.
I do remember my mom saying, "Oh, the polio vaccine was just the greatest." Because you know, a lot of kids got polio.
Yeah.
When she was a kid.
I guess my parents weren't into blowing polio so much.
I guess not.
Well, I heard they couldn't find it until someone said,
"I demand a vaccination to come immediately."
Yes.
I didn't even know that existed.
Boy, those two would get along great, wouldn't they? Kenneth Copeland
That'd
and Alaska Thunderfuck.
Oh, I don't think Alaska would be allowed to set foot in his church.
What?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I don't know. Are they gay
I've
friendly?
I've never even been up there.
Kenneth Copeland's church.
I guarantee you, if Kenneth Copeland could get money out of Alaska, they would be fast friends.
That's true. All right, so dealsindeed.com for Zot Automotive, and they'll deliver to you. They'll deliver safely. They've been doing it. They're doing social distancing, disinfecting, and they've got the parts department. Body shops are open, offering full valet pickup delivery service. Not all dealerships are open, but Zot is. Zot sales and service departments, as well as free, safe pickup and delivery from our friends at Zot Automotive and Deals in a D. And our friends at Adam. If you're facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Oh, more nastiness with Kristen Cavallari and
Really?
Cutler. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see anything. Oh, I'm
excited. Yeah, there was a story in the Daily Mail, and I guess she was blindsided.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. She seems like the type that would really want to be the person that filed, doesn't she? Like
she also looks bad in that picture.
Yeah, she's getting less hot she's depreciating, in my opinion.
Well, Cutler destroyed her, man. Nice fart, Brandon.
You heard that? Sorry.
That was well done.
Did you work for that one?
Did you angle yourself, Brandon?
Yeah, away from the microphone. I was trying.
Well, your head was away.
I can't turn off my mic as easy as I can when I'm in the studio.
What a liar.
With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house and kids. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know the men working on the front line may need to get divorced too. In fact, some will. Call Adam, 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM.
Okay, that dick on the boner line made me self-conscious about my laughter now.
Oh, no, B. That was funny.
I have to think it through every time.
No, don't, because it was a genuine laugh.
Oh, my God. I mean, so many texts about, what's Facebook?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tell him to suck.
Is that Cardi B?
No, that's Kenneth Copeland. Hey, does his blow sound like her fart?
Yeah, we already had a comparison. Separated at birth.
Where was I?
I missed out, man.
I'm looking for...
Wow.
Oh, my God. How far down are my brother's texts? Jesus.
Well, you're so popular. Everybody wants to talk to you.
Whining.
What kind of doctor is your brother, Drew?
He's a GP, but he's got a PhD in chemistry, too. So he's pretty...
Can he make meth?
Yeah, I think he could make meth.
Can it be Walter White? Let's do
that. We might need to make meth. I'm going to talk to him about that.
What can an RV?
Let's see.
When you guys used to get in fights when you were kids, you used to tell them,
go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
No, I don't think we did that.
He was 5 years older, right?
I was looking for my brother, Al Donnelly. He's around here somewhere.
He used to beat you up.
Here he is. He takes this very seriously.
He's good.
When I ask for his opinion. Okay, let me put together something coherent. I was talking to one of my best friends last night, a tennis buddy, who also happens to be a federal judge and former U.S. attorney here.
Ooh! A tennis buddy.
See, no. Oh,
come on, man. Wait, you guys are related?
The people I want to kibitz with are the Bob Guineas of the world. My brother's talking to federal judges.
Well, his tennis buddy.
He says that there has now been from the Department of Justice.
I like to play tennis. But I'm not good.
This is how he described his friend.
Total stoner, high as a kite, every tennis match.
All right.
If my brother's patients knew everything about him, they might be a little frightened. He had his fun back in the day. He's very well behaved now.
I had a friend, we were at a boob bar once, and his brother was with us. I didn't know his brother very well. And his brother left. Oh, why'd your brother leave? He goes, he's got surgery in the morning. He's getting surgery? He goes, no, he's performing surgery. It's like, yeah, he's got it early in the morning.
I'll be fine.
He wasn't hammered or anything. But
I'm trying to remember, Matt and I were at a Bruce Springsteen concert, and we have a friend, it's really Matt's friend, who's a dentist, and he has another friend who's a surgeon, and we were looking at them. They were both sloshed, like spilling beer into each other's beers as they were talking, and Matt said, would you rather get surgery from him or a root canal from him tomorrow? And we did find out that they both worked the next day.
Oh, boy.
No. Did you ask him this, too?
Does this surgeon work on bones?
All right, his tennis buddy.
So, yeah, his tennis buddy, the federal judge, says there has now been, from the Department of Justice, a lookout for upcoming legal challenges to the present policies of quarantining healthy individuals and restricting heavily what activities they're allowed to do. By the way, I'm really
shocker.
Stunned that this didn't happen sooner.
Yeah.
He says, where's the ACLU in this one? Which is like, wait a second. Where is the ACLU?
Quarantining.
No,
you mean the right.
ACLU is not.
Yeah, civil liberty. Yeah.
So where are they?
Sure. I don't know.
I mean, isn't that a great question?
See you in court. Fuckface.
Their job is to defend the undefendable people about their civil liberties.
Yeah.
Really?
Not
truly.
When there's COVID.
Yeah. Well, when does public health override civil liberties would be the question. That's a fair question.
Can you even go to court now successfully? So.
No, they're telling them to look out for cases. I mean, they're expecting cases. Maybe they're in the pipeline. I don't know.
File. A lot of times you can file online.
So anyway, this federal judge says, where's the ACLU in this? Because you would think they would all be over this one, but it seems they're something seems to be shutting them up. Hustle wonders why it's just conservatives questioning what's going on here. It's become so ruthlessly politicized, there's little reason involved anymore. A bad flu season to be conceivable, 50,000 people in the U.S. would die, 300,000 around the world would die. Similar to our present stats, Would we then be in anticipation of a bad flu season calling for these drastic measures and social distancing?
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
There is a difference, as this is only over a month and a half. Two other physicians were interviewed recently. You might have seen them on Fox. They said, rightly so, that this is one of the few instances where we're quarantining the healthy. I know who he's talking about.
Real quick, I'm just looking at the ACLU's Twitter page. They're very active. They're working mainly to make sure people detained by ICE are released right now during the pandemic.
Oh, that's important.
And wait
other,
a second.
And other prisoners are being released right now.
Wouldn't you think the ACLU would be having a field day right now?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think that's a great question. If you read the mandate in California, not that anyone's following it, but nonetheless, it is a legal mandate. It says we're not able to leave the house other than to go for a walk, for exercise, walk your dog, get groceries, or go to work if you have an essential job.
I think it's to take your pet out, too. And some guy was walking with his fish in a bowl. It's like, hey, I'm allowed to leave. I have my pet. It's a fine pet, Dick.
The lament, both Dan, the federal judge, and I think he was pushing his federal judgeship. My brother is. He's friends with the federal judge and plays tennis with him. And we're having is that there are countless small businesses, such as restaurants, are not going to survive as a result of this. It's a low-margin business. When you reopen with social distancing, they won't be able to break even. Hey, this sounds – see, listening to the podcast? Also, businesses will likely be very poor for a while they're able to reopen. A lot of businesses have the person's personal finances invested in them. Their lives are going to be affected by this for many years to come. Financial impact is going to affect affecting people's lives for a long time. Countless small – blah, blah, blah. Dan's point was, since a lot of these people can't pay their mortgages, either they're going to forfeit their homes or the federal government is going to force the banks to give them leniency, which will then send the banks to the brink, and we'll have to bail the banks out too.
No, the Fed is not going to let the banks bail
But we have to bail them out. We'll see.
They're in a much better position right now than they were 12 years ago.
Have you noticed? Yeah, oh yeah. Got
the Fed has done a lot of incredible stuff on the back end for large banks to ensure credit moving around and loans happening. And
Have you seen stories? There's only been a few of them, but they're about renters who won't pay rent and landlords are going, sure. Hey, pay the fucking rent.
Sure.
And it's like, fuck you, landlord.
Well, it doesn't help when they, you know, stop evictions.
Right. Okay. But,
fine.
I mean, again,
all this
we
stuff,
have
fine.
Laws in this country.
And
we're suspending. This is reminds me of when we settled the big three bankruptcy.
Sure.
And we said, bondholders, fuck you. You're down the way. Bondholders are not moved to the bottom. Bondholders are the first people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's weird. When stuff like this happens, I understand why people get upset. And I also understand there's a pandemic, and that's upsetting, too. And it's a really tough, I mean, we're all in a really tough spot. And then I, let's see. I'm not going to read what I wrote.
I can imagine.
Brother really has a holistic take on this.
Who does? Oh,
your brother does.
Yeah,
outside
does.
Of the medicine, he's at it in like a real holistic way.
He's interested in the whole. It's not that he doesn't care about his patients, because every time we talk about numbers, he goes, "I don't want to act like that isn't terrible, but that number is, you know, is that number worse than the damage done to the larger whole, you know, economically or otherwise?"
Once again, if social distancing and keeping people at home is a success, you'll never know, because those numbers will be so low. But there will be a tipping point to when they're low enough to start everything back up.
As you pointed out, too, as a doctor, they are not busy at all, because people won't go to the doctor now. People with hypertension, people with high blood pressure, they're afraid to go to the doctor because they're hearing about all these health workers have COVID. And so, you know,
yeah,
the business of doctoring is.
Would you go to the doctor right now?
No.
Would you?
I would.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I would say I would rather not.
I got an email from my doctor saying, hey, just a reminder, you have an appointment on the 15th. I'm like, oh, do I? But I don't know, because I don't have a problem going, but other people around me would have a problem with me going, so I won't be going.
I had said something about Sweden. He said, I agree, Sweden is doing fine.
Fine?
Yeah, he thinks Sweden's doing fine. I mean, under the circumstances, not Sweden, you know, COVID is fine, or that they've got, 2,200 deaths?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is two-thirds of Michigan. I mean, they've got less. They have the same population as Michigan, and they have less deaths. which
they have healthier people, I think, too, though.
Better hospital.
Well, but they also have people going out and doing stuff. So, you know, I don't know what the immunity, you know, this whole herd immunity thing, which was really just thrown away early in this thing. Like, it's a bad idea.
How many deaths did you say they have?
2,200, I think. Yeah. 2,300, something like that.
25, but.
Well, Michigan has 3,700.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, that's 1,200 less.
How many cases here?
In Michigan?
Yeah.
Is it 40,000?
I don't know. Is it?
I think it is. Michigan,
they,
by the
they
way.
They only have 20,000 confirmed cases.
So and Sweden has acknowledged they have failed older people.
Yeah.
So a lot of those deaths and a lot of those cases are older people. And I'm not saying we don't care about older people. Of course we do.
But you are failing us.
they had a swarm of deaths in senior housing. You know,
people are dying.
So sometimes I want to separate our numbers. Like I want to take New York out because New York is crazy. I mean, to average New York into the rest of the country seems kind of insane.
Well, wait, though. Do you think we're making decisions in this state based on New York? I don't think so.
No, there's 60,000 deaths.
Yeah.
How many of them are in New York?
No. I understand that. But I'm talking about making decisions going forward, the government making decisions.
Well, I think there are a lot of decisions being made on the basis of the hotspots. If you remove the hotspots, there aren't that many. Oh, I mean, any death is too many. I feel like I'm saying it's not a big deal if 10,000 people die. It is, but just saying. So anyway,
vending machines kill more people.
On the subject of Detroit, Detroit's deaths and viruses went up yesterday.
Yeah,
up. Now, I realize you're supposed to be flattening the curve. Are you watching the curve? Are you guys watching the curve in the U.S. versus Italy, Spain, France?
No.
Our curve is not flattening.
Okay.
I'll show you.
No, at the pace, it doesn't look like it's going to flatten for a while.
I know. It's like, what the fuck are we doing here? We're not doing a very good job.
Well, we have done a terrible job testing, and that is the problem because that's where the curve is built off of. You don't know what the real curve is because so few people have been tested.
Yeah, but some of these other countries that were ahead of us, they didn't test millions of people. I mean, it just, in Michigan, I mean, considering that this state's been shut down for 5 weeks, that's long enough to get through almost two COVID cycles, and we still have 1,000 people and 160 dying yesterday. What's going on? I mean, isn't that kind of weird? And then you read LaDuff's column about how 600 people were released from prison, and they weren't tested. And it's a breeding ground. So those people are out. They get on the free buses, which is, I mean, why wouldn't they get on the free buses? The guy that he talked to who committed armed robbery and has not been sentenced yet, he was on a ventilator. He woke up in a fog. What's going on? He'd been shackled to his bed, of course. Yep.
With guards.
He's unshackled. There's no guards. He cases a place out.
I'm still sleeping, man.
Cases a place out for a couple days, and then he puts his pants on, and he goes. And he gets on the free bus, and he heads for the suburbs.
Yep.
And so, you know.
So.
That kind of tells you that it's still around and still spreading. And Detroit is 81% of the deaths, by the way, in Michigan. Did you know that? Was that high?
No, but I'm not surprised. It's almost like an island.
I'm not either, but...
Does that make sense?
By the way, Charlie interviewed this guy.
Yeah.
It's going to be on...
On his burner phone.
Who's Charlie's burner phone or that guy?
His burner phone.
I know. I listened to the whole thing because it's going to be on his podcast, No BS News Hour. It's the most insane story.
I know.
Like hearing Charlie talk to him. I don't want to spoil much of it, but the part that made me laugh in the very beginning, Charlie goes, "Where are your discharge papers at?" And he goes, "I put them under a rock." I said, "I'm going to start doing that with all my important papers. I'm just going to put them under a random rock."
Charlie is just killing it. He's like his own news operation. Honest to God, he has broken some crazy stories during this. They're not really stories that make you feel good. In fact, this guy, did you guys look at his rap sheet at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, don't you find yourself going, how's this guy getting 3 to 15? Well, that rap sheet.
That's a whole nother.
I know that's all. Exactly. But
the the point to
he hasn't
Charlie's,
even sentenced for this armed robbery.
One of the big points to Charlie's column too is that why did these sheriff's department why did the people guarding him leave?
And
there's a few options as to why he thinks.
I think I know why. Don't you think you know why?
Why? They didn't want to pay for
it. They didn't want to pay guards to sit outside his hotel, his hospital room.
Yeah, and they thought he was going to die anyway, and so then they wouldn't be responsible for the cost.
But that's not something that police typically do, is just pull the guards from a hospital. Because they know
if
that motherfucker wakes up, he's got one shot if they're not there.
They just thought he was dying ASAP. It's amazing. This guy's recovery is incredible.
Man, I want to get my glob of testosterone.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were off to a pretty rambunctious start already.
No, I was just fired up because I was like, do you know I've changed twice today?
What?
Yeah, I've changed clothes.
I did not notice.
I went and got all the Mesa food.
Yeah,
I got grease all over my shirt. I got grease on my pants. So I changed
it again.
And then while I was waiting for the show to start, which went on and on and on and on and on, I started getting really, my ears got hot, which is like when I'm uptight or just feel, I was just like, my ears get red. And then I started sweating profusely. Then I turned the air conditioning on. And I realized I'm too sweaty to be in this shirt anymore. So I changed my shirt and put on my fuck it sweats.
I like it.
I'm sweating through my clothes. It's this damn climate.
Your what clothes? What'd you call them?
My fuck it sweats.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it, but it's very comfortable.
Honey, I love you. I think you're a terrific girl, but you have clothes like a fucking dickhead.
Are you going to go put your glob on?
Not yet.
We since we had a false start.
Oh, wait, Trudy, can you hit up Dr. Roche?
I can hit up Dr. Rose for sure.
I don't want to forget about our commercials. How far in are we? I'm not asking because I'm
1 hour. 1 hour, actually, but we got to get back to talking about Pat Caputo because we haven't talked about him in this
version. We need our spots on. So.
Okay, yeah. So, looking at yourself on video conference meetings, a lot of people around have decided they're gonna have to change things once they can go to Dr. Roche's office, and that's why Dr. Roche is now he's got people standing by on the phone to schedule phone consultations about how you can tighten, trim, and tone with the brand new Evolve, which was fresh out of the box when all of this happened. So they're excited to use it on people once everything turns around and that tightens skin, tightens muscles, tones and trims things. And they have this cool new contouring for your face called AccuTite, where the before and after picture of the dude is amazing.
Huh.
He has like a double chin and it is gone after treatments with AccuTite. It actually can remodel your face, delicate areas of the face and body that don't respond to large scale contouring. Perfect for AccuTite. And then there's also a suggestion for getting people 360 lipo so that COVID-15 or 25 or whatever it is you put on your midsection from drinking too much or something, you can get that sized down so you don't have to wear fuck it pants all the time. You can call them for a consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com, see the before and after and the amazing things that they can do. And you can call right now too during office hours and talk to them and they'll walk you through it.
God, I love that drop.
Which one?
I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't even know that existed. That was the best drop.
I still like this one.
I missed out, man.
Don't forget about the books at Grow Greed, where they buy bulk and pass their savings out to you, the grower, with its say deals like bags of Mother Earth Cocoa Cuckoo with Perlite for $12, bales off Probix for $25, and bags Dairy Dew Seed Starter at a Veggie Dew for only $10. Delivery curbside pickup available. Click growgreenbuy.com. That's growgreenbuy.com. Thank you, PJ. Oh, we got a really nice note today too.
Oh, good. Finally, something nice. Finally. By the way, I don't think we were an hour in. That was when I hit record, and I hit record well before we started. So I have no idea how far in we are. Do you, Brandon?
Yeah, we are exactly 49.
Okay.
Minutes and 35 seconds.
So it's even worse.
What? We're a full Jackson and change.
Yeah. Gross.
Allegedly.
I got a letter. Yeah, this may be a short show, folks. Save it all. Hall got a letter. David Hall got a letter from Andrew, who said, thank you for, hi, David. I've always appreciated the personal touch. I've been a Drew and Mike listener for years. I've heard many of the customer testimonials. I have not been disappointed with my own experience. Henry from Hall Financial has been very professional.
Fast. Oh, I know Henry. Henry's a great
You know Henry?
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Really good golfer, too.
Also fast and very easy to work with. I was skeptical about whether I'd be eligible for reduced rate and savings, but Henry found that we could save $300 plus a month.
Oh, man.
A month.
Nice.
That's almost $4,000 a year.
What the hell is wrong with you, Henry?
By dropping our interest rate from 3.75 to 3.5 and dropping our PMI. I should note that we have completed all of this by text and email. No long phone calls or delays. Wait, very efficient.
3.5?
Yeah, 3.5.
Is that 15 or 30? I have so many questions about this email.
I don't know. I would never. I'll write Hall, and he'll tell
I'm
me.
I'm going to call Hall.
I never would have imagined closing on a refi without speaking to someone in person. I will never use another lender moving forward.
Whoa. Hey.
Customer service and professionalism is just as advertised. And then Halsey answers, as the owner of Hall Financial, I want to reach out and thank you for inquiring with us. I'm personally obsessed with providing every single one of our clients with five-star service. I'm on a personal mission to make Hall Financial the most client-focused mortgage company in the world.
Is that in caps?
Yes.
Really? Oh, I was joking.
Every piece of our company is built around this, and our entire focus is around giving clients more personal attention. Please reach out if I can be of any assistance in any way. Thank you for choosing Hall Financial.
Well, that's cool.
Leave it all. So, yeah, that's good. That's
great.
Well
done, Andrew. Congratulations, Andrew, for your extra $300 a month now.
Yeah.
Wow. I have an extra $250 in my paycheck.
You know, I was talking about how there was nothing on Hulu. Trudy, do you watch anything on Hulu?
Oh, I watch all kinds of stuff on Hulu. Handmaid's Tale is Hulu.
Is Hulu for chicks? Is that the problem with me?
No. I told you before, my nephews, that's all they watch is Hulu.
And what do they watch? I went in there. I haven't been in Hulu for a long time.
I told you. I find them boring.
Everything that's on television.
Not since the Amazing Jonathan documentary. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's going to be so much in Hulu. I haven't been in there in so long. And it was nothing.
I was really,
absolutely nothing.
I was really sad yesterday, going, just thinking, sitting around thinking, I can't believe Drew didn't like Rami.
I only gave it 5 minutes.
I know. I was
impatient. I thought this got to be something better.
I was mad at myself for recommending it to you.
I watched Killing Eve on Hulu, too.
So that's good.
Oh, what's that?
He'd hate it, Trudy. Don't even.
Yeah, he'd hate it.
Great show.
Why come I would hate it?
Trudy, how do you want to explain the plot of Killing Eve? It's Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer, and
one is a psycho,
like a
serial killer who's beautiful, and
yeah,
and the other one's MI6.
It's a suspenseful, like, whodunit.
Yeah, it's not really my. I'm not an action adventure person. Typically, sometimes
it's really,
really good,
good,
like Mission Impossible. I love those movies. What about Mrs. America? Has anybody seen that?
No.
I want to see that, though.
I thought it looked slightly interesting.
It looks awful.
But why come you don't want to see that?
Isn't it about the Equal Rights Amendment?
Yeah. It's about Phyllis Schlafly and those crazy people. I just thought it might be some interesting semi-history sort of stuff.
I didn't even know that existed.
It looks really good.
I'm not going to push it. I'm not excited about it.
I can't believe it's your favorite show.
It's coming up on Hulu, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's on now.
Can watch it now.
Oh, okay. So there's one thing that I kind of want to watch on Hulu.
Elizabeth Banks is part of it.
Oh, she is? I like
Yeah, Elizabeth
her.
Banks is in it, and somebody else is in it that I like.
In it that I like. I love that. That'd be great.
Oh, damn it.
Let's see. I'm gonna
Trudy,
see
did you see the little Nico feature they have on Hulu?
I have not seen that, but I was listening to your review of it yesterday, and it sounds wonderful.
Drew, what about the new High Fidelity? You know, the movie?
I know, but it's a chick.
Is it a chick?
Yeah, it's Zoe.
It's not somebody transitioning?
I don't know.
Boring.
She transitioned, spoiler alert.
She does. I like John Cusack. I don't need a female version.
Why?
She go back and meet all the guys.
Oh, why aren't you watching the Hillary documentary? That's on Hulu.
I almost did.
I told you.
Well, there were some people that called the boner line that were talking about watching the Hillary documentary, and
basically saying it's hard to watch because of the volume of her voice and there's a lot of screaming in it.
Well, for not being on Hulu in so long, I feel like there's got to be something for me. But I remember, you know, when because I exhaust Netflix occasionally. I'm like, there's nothing on Netflix. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And I get pissed at Netflix. But Netflix usually has something.
I feel like the thing about Hulu that's great is that you can watch the programs that you would see on network TV without commercials the following day.
Like all the FX stuff. And No, that's fair.
Netflix has a new documentary that I cannot. I would rather wait for Facebook Live for an hour like today than watch this documentary. It's a behind-the-scenes look at Michelle Obama's book tour.
Wait. Boring. This is Netflix asking for too much programming from the Obamas in that deal, and they just go, I don't know what else to do. Hey, how about backside behind your book tour?
You see Michelle checking into hotels and order room service. And
Michelle, you're already doing it anyway. Let's just film it.
And we're going to see her connecting with people.
Oh, great.
And learning how much we share in common and how deep it runs.
Oh, that sounds so bad.
Oh, my God. Dreamweaver's blaring.
When does that start?
I think it's pretty soon, actually.
How about, have you watched Inside Bill's Brain about Bill Gates?
No, because
I'm hoping they do a sequel.
He's trying to kill 15% of the world, I heard.
I hope there's a sequel show. Inside Melinda's Brain.
Now, I'd watch that. If somebody,
no, you wouldn't.
It's funny, we get a lot of email about Melinda Gates because people are continually scratching their heads going, why are you constantly attacking Melinda Gates? And then they acknowledge that they kind of think she is pretty bossy. I mean, honestly, she does control conversations. When both of them are in a conversation with the media, she talks more than he does.
Yeah.
And I think she means to. And I think if he talked too much, he'd fucking hear about it.
Well, he probably feels those eyes just burning a hole in him.
And she's always talking about our money. You know, like, man, we've given, blah, blah. It's like, no, that's not
your money. She contributed
something. No, he started that whole thing before he ever met her.
I'm sure she's earned some money. I mean, I don't. It's a very small percentage, but.
Yeah, she does him.
I don't know if it's name, but she does him. That is true.
What's the value of that?
Well, I don't see Melania out talking Trump on TV at the press conferences.
What a concept.
In, out, three times.
Then again, maybe she doesn't do him. Who knows? But that would be weird to know.
You referenced the 15% of him killing 15%.
Yeah. Is that an internet thing now? Some people think that Bill Gates is out to kill 15% of the world population.
I was trying to figure out why people won't take the vaccine. And we talked yesterday about the Bill Gates version of the vaccine. It's like, why? What's going on? And there's a couple theories. Number one, they feel like Bill Gates wants to call 15% of the world's population, kill off 15% of the world's population the week.
He's a brutal man.
Where does this shit start? Is this an Alex Jones thing? Can we find Alex Jones on Bill Gates, please?
Well, we have that one clip, Brandon, right?
Am I naive? I can't think of anything bad about Bill Gates. I think he's actually amazing.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
He's
not thinking about Bill Gates up through that little chicken neck. Hopping or now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walks like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates.
Demonic elf? Jesus. He doesn't look demonic. Right. He looks harmless to me. To me, he's all brain, and he's generous as hell. He's giving away, what, $2 billion?
Yeah. He's giving away a ton of money. He's the second largest funder of the World Health Organization. So that's the next part of the theory.
If you're going to tell me that this theory involves Melinda wants to eliminate 15% and she's controlling Bill to do it, then I might buy it, but not just Bill doing it.
Bill Gates.
So
that little chicken neck.
So here,
what
here's
is wrong with him?
Bill Gates has advocated for pandemic preparedness for years and gave a TED Talk in 2015 that warned of the potentially staggering death toll. I mean, I'll give Bill credit for this. He's not walking around going, I was right.
I know. He could be doing that. He's not that kind of person. No. He really seems like a good guy.
Well, he could be at home. I mean, he could be walking around with his dick hanging out, flapping around. I told all these fuckers.
He probably lets Melinda do that. She
I told them so.
Yeah, it's like Melinda, but it's okay. He's, of course, pledged $250 million to get the vaccine. But because of that and the foundation, that's why all the conspiracy theories started.
So many seeds float down from their creator
into the darkness of this time-space ocean.
There's a bunch of videos online where it's Alex Jones versus Bill Gates, part one, part two. This is, and they're long.
Our testing will be painful, but soon we will leave you God forever.
Jesus.
So because of that TED Talk and his $250 million contribution, they claim that he's the mastermind that actually created the coronavirus. So, you know, he can profit on the vaccine, which, once again, not much money in vaccinations in general. The conspiracy theories connected to Gates to coronavirus started in late January with, quote, a YouTube personality linked to QAnon who claimed Gates had prior knowledge of the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, so did a lot of scientists. They knew this. They knew a pandemic was coming. Days later, the website InfoWars, a site run by Alex Jones, a conspiracy theorist, pushed a piece that incorrectly stated the Gates Foundation co-hosted a pandemic exercise in late 2019 that simulated a global coronavirus outbreak.
You know,
so it's a lie.
The frustrating thing is, I think there's a lot of good conversation going back and forth. People who are worried about people dying, people who are worried about the economy dying. Yeah. I mean, those are real conversations, and I don't begrudge anyone who feels strongly either way. They're both, I mean, we're in a shitstorm right now, just a shitstorm. So, but then when you throw these people in, yeah, that's when, I forgot when I was reading about all these people who were agreeing with this person that I will not be vaccinated for corona. A lot of them were mentioning Bill Gates.
I don't. Well, he's the name that everyone knows. I think that's why.
Well, so, anyway, so frustrating that you have. There's so much noise. You know that Alex Jones noise is really loud, and meanwhile you have these other people who are trying to be heard. You know, have strong feelings about how do we move forward, and they're well-meaning people, you know, regarding the economy or our health or our kids or whatever it might be.
So unfortunately, it spread from Alex Jones. And by the way, there was a preparedness exercise, which you can see in the documentary Pandemic on Netflix.
Oh, boy.
Like they were preparing for it, and I guess John Hopkins was behind it, which Bill Gates gives money to John Hopkins for research, so there's the connection. But it jumped
pretty
from,
suspicious.
Jumped from Alex Jones then to Laura Ingraham, who said in early April that digitally tracking Americans' every move has been a dream of the globalists for years. This health crisis is a perfect vehicle for them to do this. So apparently Bill Gates just wants to track every single
person. He's sucking globalist dick.
I don't know why, but...
You know, this whole globalist thing. You know, remember the black helicopters?
Sure, yeah.
The internet is just a disaster.
The worst, yeah.
Do you understand that?
Hey, Trudy, are you still watching Kimmel?
Yeah, every day.
Did you see Dave Grohl?
Oh, that was amazing. Wasn't it cool? Well, everything he does.
He sang Everlong.
I missed out, man.
Who was the guy? He was singing it directly to a guest of Kimmel's, which was, who was that dude?
It was an ER nurse in a hospital in the Bronx who had COVID. He had the first case of COVID among the healthcare people there. Oh. And then his husband got it, and I think his father and his mom got
his
it.
His husband? What? He has a husband? Oh.
Yeah.
How did his husband get it from him, huh?
Oh, well, anyway, Gates, Dave strummed Everlong on Kimmel, and just, you know, right there, just picked up his guitar, bam.
That's cool.
Really cool.
How did it sound?
Yeah. It sounded okay. I mean, not the best, but.
Oh, it's great, though, because Dave is just such an engine of positivity.
He is. And wait, where did I hear about? I'm generally not a fan of positivity, but I like certain positive people because I truly believe in them, like Dave Grohl.
This performance of Grohl is really awkward, too, because the guy's on camera.
I know, it is. There's an awkwardness to it. Trudy, do you agree?
I do agree.
It's a little odd. Because the guy's sitting there looking in the camera, and he's freaking out. He's so pumped.
Hard. Rock hard.
He is.
Yeah!
I don't think he'd deny it.
Hello. I waited here for
you. I missed out, man.
Wow, it sounds worse than I remember it. Tonight. Is there some filter that makes it sound worse on our show?
No,
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Let's jump.
This for all the dudes on the stage. All y'all gay.
Oh,
one
of anything could ever be this good.
You know what's weird too? They keep showing clips of like people dancing in the ER. The
only thing
you know,
which
that's
is getting people furious.
I know people bitch because they're not socially distancing.
Or what are these ER people doing, dancing and having a good time?
I thought they were so busy.
Not that stressed out at the hospitals if they can make TikTok videos all day.
Oh boy, there's a really shitty article today in Deadline Detroit about Beaumont.
Oh boy.
Oh, it's yeah. Well, they shut that one hospital down.
Yeah.
And
the one downtown.
They didn't really make a big deal out of it. And they moved, I guess they had 39 people there, and they moved them to veterans hospitals.
Ooh.
And it's like, I guess the writer's feeling was that you don't make a lot of money off COVID. So get them out here and close this down because we're getting killed.
Well, maybe.
And then the boss got a raise to $5.6 million. And Beaumont is losing their ass right now. Although,
isn't he giving up 80% of it, I thought?
I think he's giving some up. But
I think it was 80%.
You know, the interesting thing was somewhere in the story it mentioned that they have a Beaumont has a war chest of $2 billion. Like, oh, they got $2 billion, huh? I was feeling so bad about, you know, they really have to lay these people off? 2,500 people, they got $2 billion sitting there?
What's a nonprofit doing with $2 billion sitting around?
It's an endowment. Oh, God. I know. What the fuck do these endowments need all this? I mean, people give this money wanting it to be used in some nice way. Wouldn't it be nice to keep the 2,500 people working?
Yeah.
You know, or paying them? I don't know.
No, hospitals have shitloads of money. There is no way hospitals should be there.
I know, but we're hearing about all their pain, and you know, I understand. The thing is, when they charge $50 for Tylenol, you'd think they would be talking about having problems.
Their income for quarter one was negative $278 million. They made $407 million the first quarter last year.
Ford is going to lose $5 billion in the second quarter. Ooh. They just borrowed $15 billion, by the way. Yeah. Ford.
Whew. Cool.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. When we were talking about positivity, it reminded me of this story that is getting so much attention. It was driving me crazy today because I couldn't get away from it. So let me just jump into this publication. It was about my favorite and yours, Meghan Markle.
Oh, yay. Oh.
Yay.
And it's like she can do anything.
Shut up, Meg.
Meghan Markle takes a really perfect and positive shit. It would be news.
And she'd put it on Instagram, too.
This was about hairstyling, wasn't it?
Wait, she was on...
Okay, Meghan the Mentor, Duchess of Sussex. She's not the Duchess of Sussex!
My daughter dumped me.
Coaches, young interviewee via video link. See, she can't do anything if people aren't watching. Oh, if no one can see it, why doesn't she privately coach her?
I think there was a whole story on that.
Yeah.
On Inside Edition.
And she told the girl to be a beacon of hope and positivity. That is such great advice. I mean, no one knows to be hopeful or positive. If Meghan Markle tells you, though, then you know.
What a stupid platitude to throw at someone. Is this really
what is
lame?
This sack of shit crap Meghan Markle is doing, and yet it's always in the headlines. Like, get her. Go to HVAC school.
Oh, shit.
Do something.
Yesterday, the big story. Yesterday, every day there has to be a big story on her. Every single day. Yesterday's it was the story that she's so mad that she gets treated differently than Kate. And if people treated Kate the way they treat Meghan, they wouldn't stand for it. And she has little tits and no followers. And it's just not fair.
Yeah. Nice positivity and beacon of hope, bitch.
If it was Kate, this wouldn't be happening.
Doesn't sound like a beacon of hope and positivity to me.
See, I think this might be the clip I had.
Meantime, more and more Americans are getting restless from the nationwide lockdown.
USA! USA!
Nobody socially distanced.
Four were arrested. So many are desperate. Look at all the cars. In Pennsylvania and Texas. Meghan Markle is doing her part, making a rare appearance from her new home in L.A. as she mentors young people looking for jobs.
I think you're going to be fantastic. It's just
thank you so much. That means so much.
Yeah, just marry a royal.
To be able to call in and tell you best of luck, and my fingers are crossed for you.
Las Vegas.
Oh, fake.
Oh, there's Roy Horn who has COVID-19.
Ooh, yeah, you know, I was going to say, they didn't report
kill
on
him, right?
They did not report on Siegfried having COVID, but I realized it would be redundant to say that in the same story. It's assumed.
Well, he might not be as compromised as Horn, since he didn't get his head bit by a tiger.
Right, but we know he has it. And the writer of the story knew that it would be redundant.
Well, you know,
the editors would have taken it out.
Oh my God. I'm still reeling in the fact that Meghan Markle, a person who has no current job and whose husband has never had a job, is propping people up and encouraging them to get jobs.
I know. It's so fucking dumb. It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Why, if she really wants to help people, by the way, why does it always have to be on film? Why was it on film when they were delivering food to people, you know, with their scarves on? It's like, who recognized them? Somebody must have told somebody.
Well, how,
it's scarves on.
Who recorded this meeting of her mentoring?
I don't know. It's online, I guess.
Oh, it's crazy. It's on her Instagram.
Oh, I see.
Confident and prepared. And I know everyone here is so excited. So when I was reading about, you know, what your interests are, and especially you have a
she would not piss on this girl,
right?
If she was on fire.
I still love the story. Remember when she went to volunteer at the women's shelter? They had no idea anything about it.
Yeah, but the cameras knew.
Yeah, she created a photo op.
See something beyond.
She's like a politician, but worse.
Oh, what if she ends up running for office someday?
She'll win.
As much
you
as
think
I
so?
I don't know. Maybe not. Level, I'll campaign against her.
I want to hear more positivity from her. Let's hear.
How it could be applied in the workplace is something that really interests me. So, yeah.
Right. I think you're going to be fantastic.
Oh,
it's just
thank you so much.
Well, then
that
hire her.
So much
hire
me.
Her.
That was the most generic thing to say after what that girl said, because she was totally
she
spaced out.
She wasn't even listening.
No, she spaced out.
I just wanted to be able to call in and tell you best of luck, and my fingers are
crossed. Who's watching Archie right now?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, you know, there's so much going on in the
oh, this
world.
Is headline news.
There's so much going on in the world.
A beacon of hope and focusing on getting through it and
hope.
All
suck
the positivity
it.
That
yeah.
you just want to send your way to make sure that you can get on the other side of this too and have such a great opportunity there.
This is headline news.
Thank you so much for making this whole thing possible through SmartWorks and through you championing something like this to empower women. It's just,
oh,
it's amazing.
You sound like you're a strong man.
She sat on a redhead's dick.
You see how great they do. And,
yeah.
And
that's how she got empowered.
Right? And that's what that's what it's all about. So I've been really proud to be able to be their patron.
The artist formerly known as
seem incredibly confident and prepared. And I know everyone here is so excited.
I still have to show your breath.
You're not excited. Shut up.
I will say, her boobs look bigger. Wherever that's worth, if you want to see them.
Are she showing her boobs?
No, we can kind of see them. It's a little low cut. I don't know, I'm just saying.
I don't even want to lean over to look at her. I swear, she's like Satan to me.
Great job, Megan.
Slut.
I'm rooting
she's so
for you.
Fake.
Wholeheartedly.
Hire her. If you think she's so fantastic, why don't you hire
her? There's another comment.
I just turned into the drop. Well, if you like me so much, would you marry him?
We don't deserve her. She's so lovely. She's so amazing.
I don't know who I don't know. Not sure who I hate more. The people that Megan or the people that love her so much.
Then this guy just come in and go, I didn't think she or Harry are permitted to use HRH anymore. And so, as the owner, it's not Megan who runs this account. That was the reply. Let's see, there's more replies. And where did they use HRH? And that's it's the title of her Instagram page. It's HRH of Sussex.
Dweller H.
That angers me terribly. I hate it when people do that. That's stolen valor, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't there a law against that?
Yeah, well,
I want her arrested.
Maybe the Brits don't have that law.
Stolen valor.
It is true. It's stolen
hate
valor.
There's our problem now.
Oh, you mean with security and stuff?
No, just the fact that, hey, they're in the U.S., so now the U.S. paparazzi and the U.S. tabloids have to fill all their shit with Meghan Markle crap when no one gave a flying fuck who she was when she was just opening up briefcases on Let's Make a Deal or whatever it's called.
I don't know, but as Drew so eloquently said, she sat on a redhead's dick and had a big fancy wedding that a lot of people watched.
Right, because she was going to be a royal, but then she said, I don't want to go to this charity shit. I don't like this. I don't like what everyone says. I want to control exactly what people say about me or else I'm mad. This blows. I want another country to play for our security.
How
dare you? suggest or not? I mean, honestly, the minute it was suggested that Canada pay for security or the U.S., how dare you not come out and say, are you out of your fucking mind? I'm just a B-level actress. Yeah. I sat in a redhead's dick. Yeah. I don't need security around the clock now. That's
how
ridiculous.
Dare you?
I don't need security while I'm getting staff. My HVAC license.
I've got one kid. I don't need a fucking staff. No, she's not going to say that. She thinks she deserves all
Hey,
that.
We haven't mentioned this in this version of today's show. We mentioned it in the false start that we had.
Oh, that's right. There's no better than Silk and Press lays off longtime sports columnist Pat Caputo. The book.
Yeah.
They called him the book for his total recall ability when it came to even the smallest of sports stats and scenarios. And
you guys can just call me Pat.
You know, he was really nice about it, too. He said he had a great 37 years, a great run. He was wonderful experiences, nice people.
He's a good dude.
No beefs whatsoever. And so I'm reading the comments.
Yeah, I can't write anymore. I gotta fill every hour on 97.1 or on the weekends now since everybody's fired.
One guy in the comments, you know, like, oh, Pat, you're wonderful. I really enjoy you. And then one guy says, you earned the name the book. You have great memory. And
come on, Patty.
Yeah, the book, because he's a know-it-all. It's like, you know, he's being so gracious. He's lost his job, and someone still can't help being an asshole in the comments.
Oh, well.
I mean,
come on, Patty!
I guess it's funny. And the same thing with Kyle Bogey. Really fucking asshole people in the comments.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let me see if I can find him. Pat Caputo.
Which I wish could be said.
Detroit News. Is that Detroit News story?
Yeah. It's Tony Pauls.
You know, Tony's been reporting on this stuff. I haven't seen any free press stories about this topic.
No, either topic.
What's going on there?
Tony's, that's his beat, man.
Yeah, Tony's really taken over that role of... kind of, you know, reporting on the entertainment aspect.
No, and
he
does a great job.
He does a really,
he really
good job
does. But why would the Free Press not cover this story?
You know, I'm going to look at the Free Press and see if
they didn't have anything earlier.
Did they have anything on Bogey?
I don't think they did. Hmm. All I know is Tony was way first.
Oh yeah, first.
Hey, where are the comments?
I'm from the Free Press. What's up my butt?
Maybe they took the comments down.
What?
I don't know. They were mostly nice.
Yeah, I see nothing on nothing on the free.
Total bullshit. Weak. Did anybody see the Melrose Place reunion online?
No.
Yeah, Melrose Place reunion.
No way.
I was way pumped.
Was Tori? Amanda was sober, though.
What?
Amanda did not show up when I was watching.
Was Billy on?
Billy was on. Billy was on.
Great.
Billy looks different, too.
Yeah, he's softer.
Way different.
Yeah, and you know who else is on there? Grant Shaw. Remember him?
Yeah.
Who did I can't remember his character name.
Dr. Michael Mancini?
That's Thomas Calabro.
Shit.
he was on.
What's worse, the fact that you knew Thomas Calabro or that I knew it was Dr. Michael Mancini?
I know, it's really horrible. Thomas Calabro is really funny. They were all really nice. Daphne Zuniga was on there.
Yeah, I like her.
No Josie Bissett, which I always thought Josie Bissett was so pretty. Mm. So I Googled Josie Bissett, like, where's Josie Bissett? You know, and I'm just thinking Marsha Cross was on there. She looked great, too. Courtney Thorne, what's her face?
Courtney Thorne Smith, yeah.
Yeah, she was on there. And so I Googled Josie Bissett. It's like,
by the way, she was Dr. Michael Mancini's wife, right?
Originally, yes, she was his first wife. And then her sister, Sydney.
Sydney, oh, yeah. Didn't Sydney. I always liked, she was the redhead, right?
She was trouble.
Oh, I know.
She was trouble.
Didn't Billy kill her? Or no, Billy killed.
Who's the gay dude on there? What was his name?
Greg Avogadagud.
Greg Avogadagud came out to be the lover of the gay character. Which was kind of breaking television at the time for that Greg Abigail again.
That was the
I didn't even know that existed.
Remember that scene when he was helping him move?
Yes.
That's a logistical
part. I missed out, man.
We had some great audio from that show.
God, that show was so great.
So I looked up Josie Bissett going, how can you have this without Josie Bissett? And first thing that popped up was a picture of her. It looked like she...
Oh.
I hate to be this way, but I think she might have packed on some pounds.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's the only reason I could think of she wouldn't be on there. Well, she just looked generally bigger. I mean, it's maybe Zoftig would be the nice way to put it.
Did you know she was married to Rob Estes?
Nice.
Who's Rob Estes again?
He was in Melrose.
Rob Estes.
Rob Estes. They're divorced now.
Wait, Rob Estes. Which character was Rob Estes?
Kyle McBride. I don't even remember. Kyle McBride.
What the fuck is Kyle?
Kyle on there?
Matt was the gay guy. Matt. Matt and Greg. Right. Abba gotta God.
What was Matt's name? Do you remember?
I see the character, the actor, I don't remember.
Oh, that was Doug Savant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he's done nothing since.
What?
I haven't seen him in anything. Have you?
Let's see. He was in Desperate Housewives.
Oh, was he? Yeah, I forgot. Marcia Cross was on there, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Sure, her hair's a little darker. It looks good, actually.
Did they do a Melrose hang-up at the end of it?
I didn't stick around for the end. You know, I hate to say this, but it just popped into my brain, so I'll spit it out. Did Marcia Cross have anal cancer?
Yes,
yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And?
I would normally just feel nothing but sympathy, and I do feel nothing but sympathy for it, but you know, when that Farrah Fawcett thing was going on,
yeah,
Mike Clark pointed something out to me, was that anal sex can be a contributing factor to anal cancer.
Well, there's that meme that floats around that's kind of similar to the Michael Douglas thing, where it has Marcia Cross and Tom Mahoney, her husband, saying that his mouth cancer is leaked to her anal cancer and vice versa.
Wait, what?
It's a meme. It's been out for a long time.
Risk
Wait,
factors.
So her ass is just cancer on fire?
Yeah, you want to know what the risk factors are?
Yeah.
For anal cancer. So,
I already know because Mike Clark showed me.
HPV.
Yeah.
HIV, yeah. AIDS. And this is my favorite line. Receptive anal sex. So you can give it all you want. You're not going to get anal cancer, which, duh. Isn't that what we figured? It was receptive anal sex. Smoking and many sexual partners.
Look, it's an actual story on cancerhealth.com. Marcia Cross reveals her anal cancer is linked to HPV and her husband's throat cancer, which means he was tongue-punching her fart box.
Analingus, yeah. Analingus.
You know, as many people as that might help, I don't think I'd share that. I don't think I'd share that. In fact, I would say, look, well, we're going to keep your throat cancer down. We're just not even going to talk about it. Let's get treated.
You're trying to help, though.
I would love to help people, but this is too embarrassing. Let's help less people, and we'll say we know someone that has it sometime. Later.
Can it possibly have jumped from one to the other? You know, like maybe there wasn't tongue punching involved?
I don't know. It sounds like it. Is that what it said, Brandon?
It's a short distance between those two.
Oh, well, I guess you could have slobbered.
Maybe.
I think maybe if that happened to me, I think when I died, I would say, like Rock Hudson on his deathbed, look at how many people he helped. You'd help more people because people would be talking about your death.
Yeah.
And then you could point out that, I got this throat cancer and it's crazy. It's from my partner had anal cancer. That's all you need to know.
Farrah Fawcett could have done that, but she got blown out because Jackson died on the same day. No one remembers her.
Yeah. She said a lot of stuff on her deathbed. She just got blown out.
Yeah. So everyone's more paying attention to Michael Jackson.
So I have great news today.
Oh, all right.
I have a lot of great news, actually. Robbie Robertson tomorrow from the band.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen him lately, he's on The Wait, Music Cares, with Ringo and all those people around the world singing The Wait and playing The Wait, the band song.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, he wrote that,
put it
right?
up. Yeah, I thought we put it on the show. We didn't.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Basically.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, pop it up. The Wait, Music Cares, Robbie Robertson.
Yep.
Right. Layla's getting bummed. She's been down here forever because of all that time on Facebook Live.
Oh, okay. The tribute to McCartney? Is that
No. It's the Music Cares. It's people all over the world singing the song The Wait.
I'm looking for it. I don't see it anywhere.
Wait. Yeah, we listened to it about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago.
Are you serious? This is like the fourth thing today you guys have mentioned that I don't remember.
I know. There's just too much going on. Wait, okay.
It's like mind.
Put in Robbie right Robertson and Ringo.
We never watched this, did we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we watched it.
Was I sick that day? Was I here?
Yeah.
September 18th, 2019. Maybe I wasn't.
The Wait.
We watched a ton of these. Music. We watched like 3 or 4 of them, right?
You too.
What keys are in, Robbie?
Yeah, there's Ringo.
F cemented.
That one?
Yeah. That's what he's playing. I haven't heard this.
There's Robbie.
Yeah! And the band have a documentary. Oh, it's very good.
Pulled into Nazareth.
Such a great song. About half past
it. Yeah! Place where I could lay my head. Hey,
looks like they got Shannon Hoon to come back alive.
Wait, so this was done last September, and they're all in different locations?
Yeah.
It's almost like they knew there was going to be a pandemic.
Well, that's crazy.
It's like Bill Gates.
They did listen to music, too. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I see All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one. Is that good? Anybody know?
What was this for? Apparently it worked.
Music Cares. There's a lot of hits, I think, on stream.
They did Gimme Shelter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Some dude in white. What? Hey. Is that Yoko?
I don't like this version.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Send the Joker to the thief.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Well, I don't understand. On Listen to Music, they have the Doobie guy. I think it's Tom Johnson who sang the song originally.
Can you?
And on the band, on the Wait, they have Robbie and Ringo. What's up?
What's
up? Short shrifting Hendy? Hendrix deserves better.
So you should mention that that interview tomorrow is at 2:30.
Yes.
So if you're going to join us for Facebook.
We might just punt Facebook Live for a couple days. We either get thrown off or we can't get on.
What's Robbie doing? Because obviously he's not got a town.
He documentary out on the band.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Is true? That's his topic, isn't it?
Yeah, the topic is, hang on, let me read it. They sent it on Apple TV. The tiniest print ever. Once We're Brothers. It's a film.
Yeah.
And his musical career is what he wants to talk about tomorrow.
Where is it? Where is it at? Hulu?
Is it on Hulu?
Just kidding.
Oh, I wish it was.
He does all the Scorsese soundtracks, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know he's done a lot of soundtrack music. But the band was just completely out of left field in 68. They were Dylan's backing band, and then all of a sudden they were making their own music, and they just had so many different influences and instruments they played.
Name one other band that's done that.
I mean, The Wait's a great song. Can you compare it to anything? Or The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down?
Oh, another great one.
Up on Cripple Creek?
Yeah.
It's not a very good name for Google purposes, you know, if you want to try to search your... I want to search my favorite band. It's called The Band.
They are The Band. They are.
That's why our podcast should just be called Podcast.
Do you like the songs, the versions from The Last Waltz better?
Yeah, they're really good. I don't know if I like them better. They're really good, though.
I like them better, maybe because that's how I first heard them.
Yeah.
Mostly. So I was trying to think, are there any other albums that are better live? I know we've talked about it before, better live than the studio version.
Well, Peter Frampton, you know, Peter Frampton Comes Alive, those are all tracks that were on albums that sold 200,000 copies, 250, but he did them all live, and for some reason that thing just blew up.
Yeah, but when you think of Frampton, those are the versions
you
think of.
Now I do.
That's what I mean with the band. I think of The Last Waltz.
Well, you know, The Last Waltz, I think the band are much more of a footnote than they should be. First of all, they're attached to Dylan playing backup for him.
Dylan!
Yeah. And then their music was very influential in those basement tapes in that The Big Pink, which was the pink house in... Is it Saugerties? It's upstate
Woodstock,
New York somewhere.
The Woodstock.
Is it Woodstock? Yeah, it's right around there. And that house, by the way, somebody bought it, and I think they were doing, you could like Airbnb in the Big Pink.
Oh, boy. Really,
I know.
Really cool. People just drive by and take a picture of it instead.
They do that, too.
Just saying.
But they used to play in the basement with Dylan a lot.
Dylan.
And those bootleg tapes were everywhere. Everywhere. And The Last Waltz was 77, I think. So the band had been together really for probably 14 years, maybe 13, 14 years. But as a recording act, really only 9 years. And they had Neil Young, who did Helpless, Van Morrison, Ringo, Ron Wood. There were just, I mean, Dylan was there. Dylan refused to be filmed. Dylan. So I don't think he's in the film. Dylan's always difficult.
You son of a bitch.
I know.
We got a delivery from Costco and kept getting texts from the guy. And Julie's like, it's Dylan again. And every time I said it, he's like, Dylan!
You son of a bitch.
So much so that I was asked to stop because I was doing it so often.
You know, Drew, you're so lucky that you don't have somebody else in your house that you annoy all the time.
I don't annoy them.
I annoy the person that I live with, and all the people you live with.
I know I annoy them.
Trudy, how can you annoy the person you live with? You support the person you live with.
Yeah, he's easily annoyed, though.
He has to take it, man.
Yeah. He has to suck it up.
Has he returned anybody's call yet?
No.
Not neither.
Wait. Hold on.
Wait, what? Who?
He... Huh? Oh, no, he did not.
Okay.
let's see if he answered my email.
I missed out, man.
No. I got Trudy's about Robbie Robertson.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad you got that. I just sent it.
Where is he? I want to talk to him.
Trudy, you're multitasking.
I'm listening.
No, I know.
So today, the other exciting news besides Robbie Robertson was Tekashi 69 has been told by the judge after taking this to court that he can make music videos in his backyard. He's on house arrest. Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, you know, I'm shocked that certainly they won't do this anytime soon because he has asthma that was so bad that he was at terrible risk for COVID-19. So they had to let him out of prison early, even though he only served 18 months of a potentially 47-year sentence because he ratted so many people out. But they let him out early because he has asthma, really bad, I guess. I never heard about it, but he's got really bad.
Why are you breathing so hard?
So... I don't know how he's going to make these videos.
I know.
Because he's so worried about COVID-19, I can't imagine that he'll make one.
Yeah, it has to be within the confines of his rented property and only 2 hours on one day a week. And
well, a few more people had some advice for him on how to like do breathing exercises before he actually starts recording.
We had to save air and go...
We had to save air?
There might be like three people who remember that drop.
But wait, shouldn't be allowed to do any music videos ever since he had a 13-year-old in one, right?
What the fuck? Yes, he had a 13-year-old that was naked on Instagram. Wasn't it on Instagram or Snapchat or something?
I thought it was for one of his videos.
No, it was a sex video. Okay. It was someone having sex with a 13-year-old, and I believe he shot the video, but she also was sitting on his lap. That was when... This is going way back to when they said, you've never done anything wrong. So, because they wanted to give him some jail time for that. Yeah. That was a pretty serious thing.
Yep.
So they gave him a long probation. Then, if you remember, he was involved in another crime. Was it a shooting or something?
Something. I can't keep them all straight.
I know, it's really hard. Anyway, it was a major deal. And the judge, the prosecutor said, he is not avoiding prison this time. And somehow his amazing attorneys convinced the judge that they should just lengthen his probation. And they did. Yep. And the next day, he and his guys went and confronted that record executive about his record deal. And someone ended up getting shot by one of Tekashi's buddies.
That's what happened.
I mean, that's a guy that really understands probation almost as well as Chris Brown.
What do you think the odds are that someone gets shot during his music video in the backyard? And wouldn't you love to be the neighbor?
They don't re-arrest him or anything. He's free and clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's free and clear, Trudy. He is on probation, though. And he's got terrible asthma. He can easily get COVID. So they're not going to be making videos. They just got that ruling because they wanted to.
Somebody get that dude a nebulizer.
Bye.
And one other thing about Tekashi. Maybe I mentioned this before. Remember he had the girlfriend he had the baby with that he was so crazy about?
Yeah, that he hasn't seen the daughter.
And she got the 6'9", the giant 6'9" tattoo.
Yeah, it looks wonderful.
He's not talking to her or the baby, and he hasn't paid any child support.
Well, he will. He's just worried about COVID-19. He's the only guy rooting for it to keep going.
I felt so sorry for that girl. I'm like, oh, my God, you've got that stupid tattoo. He's so going to dump you. You do not want his fucking brat with his criminal DNA.
Well, if she could get some money from him eventually to support it.
She's probably the one that's most upset about this because, now that he is out of prison, he has access to his money again. She doesn't have it.
Speaking of terrible parents, and
one of his attorneys said that he doesn't have any money. Which we know is bullshit.
I know you're trying to do more positive stories, but this one this story pissed me off so much. Did you see that? I mean, these stories are awful, and I feel like we haven't seen him in a while, but basically it's a teenage father killed. How old was the kid?
5 months.
5 months. They think he shook him because the kid was crying. Hmm. And then the kid tests positive for COVID-19.
Oh, Jesus.
The baby
Christ.
Had coronavirus.
So well, this guy must have it. This
I would assume he
and
has.
And now he's in jail giving it to other prisoners.
Or the
who
mom.
They'll probably let out. They'll probably let him out, too.
Maybe. Or the mom has it. You know, maybe the baby, I don't know if they can get from breastfeeding or whatever. This is the worst story.
Yeah. Well,
unlike the guy who was going 180 miles an hour in I-75.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes.
180 miles an hour.
What,
I'm cool.
What Dodge, what 2016 Dodge was that?
Is either Charger or Challenger.
Yeah. You know,
wait, those go 180, Trudy?
Oh, yeah, those are fast. Viper.
It was a
was
Viper?
A Viper? No, I don't know.
Oh.
It said
oh,
it was okay. it was a 2016 Dodge.
Yeah.
So there can't be many Dodges.
It's probably a Hellcat. Could have been. Sure. What's that fine? Because they say if it's 25 over the speed limit, and he was 110 over the speed limit on 75,
slow down.
It's $1 per mile over the speed limit. So what was the fine?
I'm looking. So it said on the ticket, he wrote, my fault, I was speeding with another vehicle. Okay. Sorry. $180? No, that can't be it.
No. He was going 180.
$1 per mile per hour at $180.
The only information that I can find is that piece of audio where the police ask him how fast he was going.
Yeah, I've had it going on the expressway like 75.
Mel! Oh, I hope Mel's doing well, even though he hopes we're not.
Yeah, I wish him well always. I've always taken the high road with Mel, even though he did.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
He's the first guest to break up with the show.
I'm happy.
We should try to call him and get a response to this story.
We've tried. People he works with have been instructed to say that he will not talk to us. He has broken up with us permanently.
If he won't talk about his cars and the Dream Cruise, he won't talk to anybody about anything else.
We could.
Like, that's his pride and joy.
I know. We could change and say we will not talk about the cars and then worm our way into the cars.
I'm just happy the Dream Cruise is going to continue this year during coronavirus.
Is that a quota?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, I was really psyched. I'm going to go put a glob. I'm going to get a glob of testosterone. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
You know what? I feel like we've overlooked one of the most important stories of the day, and it's that Harrison Ford has caused more trouble in an airport.
Oh, if only Mike Clark was here.
I know. Did you see the story? Did you guys see the story?
I did. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah. He was...
He fucks up in planes all the
all
time.
All the time. Why does he still have a license?
Plus, he's Harrison Ford.
Plus, he's, you know, he's 70.
He's married to Ally McBeal.
He's pretty feeble.
Is he still married to McBeal?
Yeah. I don't think they're married, are they? No, I think she is his wife.
That's a gross-looking couple, isn't it?
Here's a guilty secret. I watched the Call of the Wild.
What? What's that?
Call of the Wild. That was his movie.
Oh, with the fake dog.
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't that ages ago. Wasn't that based on the book?
It was just released because it came out maybe a couple months ago, and it hit right. You know, when you couldn't go to movies.
I didn't even know that
it
existed.
So Harrison Ford was on a runway, and he was going to taxi, and they told him, do not cross this other runway because there was another plane there that was, I guess, practicing touch-and-go landings, which, why? Ooh. But whatever.
And it doesn't matter. You've already said to enough for me. Didn't his last issue was because he was crossing or he was flying in when other planes were landing?
Yeah, he landed on a takeoff runway with actual jets, actual passenger jets. But this time there's audio where the tower was said, can you hold short on the runway, traffic on the runway, over? And he just went, all right, I'll gun it. And he apologized right away because he thought he heard the opposite. But I just laughed.
Now it's time to find out which film takes home the Golden Globe.
I mean, turns out the other plane was nowhere near him, too. But just because it's Harrison Ford, everyone wants to laugh at him because he shouldn't be flying anymore. But what he's doing, though, this is the fun part of the story, he's getting his license updated so he can participate in relief efforts.
Oh,
he's a hero.
I don't know what relief efforts he's doing right now. Are there many relief efforts? Oh, is this the audio? there.
Hotel uniform, can you hold short runway 25, traffic on the runway?
Crossing 25.
Hotel uniform. Not hotel uniform, get across that runway now. I told you to hold short. You need to listen up.
Excuse me, sir. I thought exactly the opposite. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, man. Hang it up, Solo. Man.
Listen how feeble he sounds. Wow.
Well, have you ever seen interviews with him? Like on late night? He's terrible because he's really bad. He seems very out of it. But he's a phenomenal actor. So can he act like a pilot one of these days? Pretend he's being Sully while he's flying his plane instead of being here? Can he just pretend he's Han Solo again?
Yeah, he needs a Chewbacca.
Yeah, he needs to take it out his head because I think that's where he, in interviews, that seems like where he's at.
Yeah, he's a weird character.
Yeah.
I'll save the new Oasis song for when Drew's down here. So you can get a boner.
Oh, you guys saw the Chris Whithead story, the guy that got with the tattoo for every day of the pandemic. He's had some significant memorial on his skin, and he's running out of skin.
When did he start this? I know it says every day of the pandemic, but how small are these tattoos?
They're fairly small. You saw them, right?
I saw one. It looked very reminiscent of Milton Romanowski's penis tattoo on his forehead. It was very, very similar.
It seems like he's doing them himself, too.
He is doing. Well, I mean, you can't go to a tattoo parlor.
It's the UK, so maybe you can, but
that was also the latest tattoo by Kaya Gerber, is it?
Randy and Gerber's Cindy Crawford's kid.
Yeah, we all know that Cindy Crawford's son is just peppering his face with tattoos because, hey, that's in right now. Well, the girl, Kaya Gerber, she got so bored that she decided to tattoo herself.
Oh, great. Great.
I don't know why every single time one of Cindy Crawford's brats has to get a tattoo, it needs to be front page headline news.
Because it's ridiculous and it's stupid.
Face tattoo.
Brandon, I saw that the story in your prep. I didn't print it out because it kind of was like, what? But the that Oprah Winfrey is having a graduation for high school and college students.
The class of 2020. They unfortunately got screwed. They don't get a commencement. They don't get their prom. But what they do get that's better than everybody else is they all get one commencement. That means every single high school class of 2020 is going to be linked together. They're all going to participate in their commencements where they graduate from high school with a musical guest, Miley Cyrus, and the special commencement speaker, Oprah. And I bet about 45 students of the class of 2020 are going to show up for this turd. Online. Yeah. Who's going to show up for this?
Special guest Awkwafina, which fun. Jennifer Gardner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, and like you said, Miley Cyrus. Are kids really upset that they can't do the graduation, or is it their parents that are?
They're upset to an extent. You think so? I'm sure the parents are a little bit more upset. But the thing is that you have to remember is. They don't care about this though. This isn't gonna fix anything for them to see Oprah give them a commencement speech. It has nothing to do with a local high school.
How much do you want to bet that Meghan Markle worms her way into this and gives a speech of some sort? How much do you want to bet?
Perfect place for her.
Are there kids out there that are bummed that they don't have to go to? I don't even remember my graduation ceremony from high school at all.
Were you excited to do that?
Graduate?
Not graduate, but do the ceremony because I remember now I grasp the significance of it. But back then I could have cared.
Here's what I remember about there's two big things I remember about my high school graduation. Number one, I can't remember the song we picked. It might have been Should I Stay or Should I Go? And they're like, nope, that's not your song. And then we went, we don't care what it is then. And they picked The Rose.
Oh,
is that Bette Midler? I don't even know who sings The Rose.
Yeah, hideous.
So that was the one thing I remember. The other thing I remember is there was a pretty big incident with our senior class where a lot of people were not allowed to participate in any graduation events. It's a big, very scandalous at our high school.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it involved some drugs and some people and friends. So, like, honestly, a quarter of the class was not allowed to participate in any events. And I was like, Those are my friends.
Well, I'm pretty sure your school song was The Rose by Bette Midler. Congratulations. That kind of song.
I know. Well, I can't believe they did that.
I at least had Whitesnake, Here I Go Again on my own.
That's because you went to a cool high school.
Well, the thing is about my graduation, I remember mine. I enjoyed mine. I actually enjoyed going to it because it was kind of a big, I'm fucking done. I had a really up and down time in high school. Academically, what? I was fine, but I just got into a lot of trouble. I was always suspended, and I kind of had some rivalries with some teachers. So it was kind of a nice way to be like, see ya.
One that was recently resolved, right?
Oh, yeah, with the current superintendent of Elmont. That was one of my rivals in high school. Yeah.
See, that's what's funny. There's another story that was big for, like, I don't know, what, 2 weeks maybe? The Elmont versus what school was that?
Denby,
yeah. And now that just went poof. Does anybody ever talk about that? Is that still a big thing up in Elmont? What's the name of the
Elmont?
Place?
Elmont.
Elmont. Is that still
a
thing?
I don't know. That did just seem to die. I know the last we all heard, Denby was pissed off. They wanted free college for everybody. And Elmont was upset that they were being labeled racist and stuff like that. So.
And then it ended. And it's over. And no one cares anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way things go.
My biggest takeaway from high school graduation, though, was the night after the commencement, all the seniors would do a senior lock-in, you know?
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
Hang out all night. I didn't want to go. All my buddies, they were all partying over at my friend's house, so I went over there first, but I had to go. My mom made me because she donated money for the overnight party. So I was all bummed out and pissed that all my friends were going to be having a huge party. Meanwhile, I had to go and hang out with the rest of the class. And sure, so I was friends with some of them, but my best friends were out having a good time. And I ended up having a great time because I won the cash, the $350 cash prize. I won a refrigerator. I cleened up.
Why do they have such great prizes at this high school lock-in?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Did your mom say, I told you so?
Well, when she picked me up with all the stuff, she was like, see? I knew you were going to have a great time.
Trudy, is that the best part about being a parent is being able to say, I told you so to your kids?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah, yeah. I get to do it on a limited basis, but they're a little too young to do I told you so's yet.
Well, wait till later because you're going to be all over right?
She's never going to listen to me.
Do you teach any particular subject?
Oh, you mean for her in school? Uh-huh. No, because I'm always here, first of all, so I don't really get a chance to help her. I'm supposed to be doing the Spanish with her because I'm one that knows Spanish in the house. But I don't know. It hasn't worked out the way I was hoping.
I don't speak Spanish.
The way I was hoping. But today I did some stuff with her, some phonics. Yeah,
that kindergarten curriculum can be tough to teach at times. You know?
It is hard, man. It's tough.
Did you have to learn it first?
Maybe. A little bit. Yeah, why are they teaching Spanish in kindergarten? She's not going to remember any of it.
Good thing you're not doing Common Core math, huh?
Oh no, we do a lot of subtraction. That's what she's on right now. That's what we did today with subtraction. What a blast! What a thrill! A second. I feel bad for the people that have to homeschool like their high school kids. They probably don't need help though doing it, but a lot of that's probably got to go way over their head.
I got future audio of Charlotte when her school finally reopens and she's looking at you exiting your school.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
Feeling is mutual. Feeling is very very mutual. The other day, Drew was talking about signers, you know, during, you know, all these governors and mayors and every public official that has something, except for the president. They don't have a signer out there. And we wondered, you know, what would happen if they didn't have a signer? And Drew was saying, oh, you know, they probably sue or complain. And guess what happened today?
Oh, boy.
A lawsuit was filed in New York because Cuomo did a press conference without a signer. And so they decided. So they decided now would be the right time to file a lawsuit about it because they didn't have the signer.
And against the person who's probably communicating the best out of anybody in this situation.
Yeah, Cuomo, I am. New York. Yeah. I don't know. How was your glob?
I put a big glob on. I did.
You know what's funny? I can smell it. Before you even came, I could smell.
That's how powerful my manliness is now.
Gross. Does that mean I'm smelling your pheromones? That's even more disgusting. Oh,
possibly. God, I would be irresistible if there are any chicks around.
I'm a weirdo and kind of a pervert, I guess.
I took another shot of HGH, too.
Oh, my God. This show's going to go on forever.
Now, how far in are we? Seriously.
My timing's a little off, but I'm guessing we're just shy of 2 hours. Does that sound right, Brandon?
Oh, are we?
1:50:25.
Brandon's had a horrible echo this whole time. I didn't know that.
Yeah, really?
Right. Yeah.
It's okay.
So everything's a disaster. Everything's falling apart.
I was show prepping upstairs just for the little bit that's left.
Sure.
And the first story on NBC was about the new drug. What's it called?
Remdesivir. Ends in VIR, right? Yeah. Remdesivir.
And I guess I thought it was better than what it is. I mean, it helps. 50%, it's definitely
right?
Looks like it's it. They said the death rate is like 3% lower. Well, it was 11% in the placebo group and 8% in the drug group.
Okay.
It's like, man, those placebo people got fucked. I mean, isn't that bullshit?
Well, yeah. No one in a trial. No one wants the placebo.
And that the hospital stay was lowered from 15 days to 11 days. But there were some people in the story saying, oh, my God, it completely turned me around.
Well, all I know is the market liked it a lot. The stock market had a, well, I haven't checked it since it closed, but it had a really good day.
The only thing about the
the
story that I didn't like was the reporter talking about it said, you know, he was referring to the fact that doctors have a little thing for their toolbox. And he said toolbox three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to bring.
The doctors do not carry toolboxes either. I thought that was kind of a
bad analogy.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It annoyed me greatly.
Did you see Rob? Anybody see Rob Maloney doing a stand up today?
No.
No. Okay.
We'll have to put the picture on the website. We always talk about Rod and how unfortunate it is because he's very affected by whatever the weather is outside. So when it's hot out, his face is just beet red. If it's, you know, if it's cold, it's really blue. His hair was insane today. So much so that I just started laughing when he popped up. I'll see if I can find it, Drew. Sorry,
wait,
Drew.
Was it windblown or because of the rain?
He's earning his paycheck.
You know what? That's funny. Maybe he messed it up so it looked like he was working extra harder.
Oh, man.
Poor Rod.
Yeah, he's got that curly hair, got blown around. I think
I'm turning it so you guys can see it on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. He looks like Danny McBride.
Yeah, he's got crazy curly hair.
Oh, he looks worn out, man. Poor Rod. Good dude.
He's really nice. I never met him until he did the story here at the house when Mike died, and he was super nice. He's
really
a good reporter,
good
too. Very good. I hate seeing. It seems like the old guard, and when I say that, I get bummed out because I think, oh, God, am I talking about myself, too? And the old guard's like, phew. All these people are disappearing from media.
Yeah, like Elric.
Pat Caputo. Elric.
LaDuff.
Charlie has anything but disappeared.
I haven't watched Fox 2 News in
I haven't either.
Ages.
I know. I don't really watch that much TV news.
And it's because the only thing I really want to see is like Walchek if he does a story. It's funny. Last time I saw Walchek, he was doing like a reporter type story. He wasn't doing a special package.
I noticed that.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, they put him into action that way.
Oh, they need more people on the street.
Yeah.
That probably means they eliminated somebody. Saying, Rob, you're going to have to do stuff for printing more stories.
Yep. Which, I don't know.
That's exactly what they sounded like, too.
I don't know if he talked about it on the air, but Elric predicted that.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
That Rob would be doing more stories?
That everybody there was going to be doing more, you know, not the long form, in depth investigative reporting, but they're going
to
be.
Oh, to make up for him?
Okay, I have a prediction.
No, this was when he was there.
I predict that 97.1 will not have update people before long.
Oh, maybe.
Probably. Sorry. I like Tony Ortiz, but I
like Chris Filar because he was our intern.
Tony Ortiz is the best.
I know, but I just feel like they're just going to cut more. They're just, it's going to be nothing. They're going, well, you're doing the show, so you can just do the headline.
Well, maybe they'll give him the show on the weekend so Caputo doesn't have to do 24 hours.
I feel
bad for that whole
too.
Organization
I
right
feel
now.
Bad. I just feel bad about radio.
Mess.
It's like,
a mess.
I don't have any survivor's guilt, though, for it being good when I was in it.
Why should you?
I don't have that problem at all.
Why would you?
I'm actually very pleased that I was part of it when it was better.
You got out at the right time, and you left with nothing, Boomer. You took all the money, Boomer.
Hey, I don't want to overdo the subject, but And Trudy, you don't have to feel sensitive about this. Shouldn't radio be taking just huge chances now? I mean, during the virus, why not do crazy shit?
Yeah.
Why not just, and the formats, just blow them open. Play crazy, play a whole album side. You know, play the whole, what's the latest good album that came out? The Strokes or whatever?
Pearl Jam.
Play
Take
a fucking album. Pearl Jam. Yeah. Play the whole record. Do something different. So it got people into the format in the first place.
I didn't think they needed to do that because of coronavirus. They should have done that a long time
ago. No, they should have. You're right. But now they have nothing.
Well, now that they've cut so much salary.
They don't have advertisers anymore.
Yeah, now that they've cut so many salaries, find some young guys and pay them,
Yeah.
Very little money and let them do.
Let them loose. Let them
whatever
get,
they
let them
want.
Learn something. Be creative. Fuck.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work, then what did you really waste?
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems obvious, but.
Fred Jacobs.
You know what it is? It's the conglomeration. It's the big corporate thing.
Yeah,
because they all have to answer to people above them. And if they're not going to let them take risks, they're not going to take risks.
Fred Jacobs wrote a story on his website. It was about maybe 3 years ago. And he was talking about people who are sort of, in the last 10, 15 years of their career, who usually, program directors and such, they've sort of moved up in the world. They're national guys or regional guys or whatever. And he was saying that those people, probably would be able to just do what they're doing and get out with their money and their retirement or whatever, but that please don't do that because radio desperately needs you guys to evolve these formats. And radio needs, and the fact is, that those people who are safety dancing to the end, they're still safety dancing.
Yeah.
Nobody reads Fred's column but me.
Nobody what?
Nobody read Fred's column but me.
I didn't even know it existed.
I know. I'm sure at least three or four other people read
it. I didn't even know that existed. I missed out, man.
And when I was reading it, I was thinking, no one's going to do this. Fred's 100% right. I've heard a dozen or two dozen other very programming-oriented people say the exact same thing, and every time they say it, I go, they're not going to change anything. They're going to play the same song. They're going to play them the same amount of times. Their inventories will be just the same. They'll play more commercials. The cheaper they get, the more they play.
I don't understand. I guess the flip side would be, I don't understand a big show that is successful, that makes a lot of money, like Dave and Chuck, why they would want to be in radio when they could probably cut out some overhead and do a podcast and make just as much.
Eventually, I think that'll be true. I was expecting, I knew there'd be cuts, but I thought that like 2009, radio started buying out all those people.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be doing that now just to get them off the books.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they expect it to rebound, the economy rebound faster.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Oh, it's weird.
I don't want them to. I'm just saying. No, it just seems like. And it's actually being bought out frees you to go to the next thing. So, you get your money.
I still love the industry. I don't want it to fail. It's just, it's not been very strong lately.
No. And
recently.
Just feel like they really have nothing to lose now.
Take some chances.
Come on back. Make a difference. Yeah. Which way where your mouth is.
Hallelujah.
are they gonna make him program director, Trudy?
I can't be a manager. They'll never work.
Would he want to wield that kind of power?
What do you do here?
I don't know.
You're a network executive.
Just an idea person.
You're a network executive. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's true. I am. I forgot.
Speaking of program directors, by the way, Doug threatened to come down during the podcast, but I think he's gone by now.
Well, he can. He has to socially distance himself from you.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the news, and there's this big to-do. And it really pisses me off. It's about the Orthodox Jews in New York.
Oh,
there was this giant funeral today, and it was like a thousand people.
Yes,
and they're all bunched up, all together. Some of them wearing masks. Not only that, they're all older.
Oh,
they were not like kids.
Jewish.
So, so de Blasio. Said something about this Orthodox Jew event. This is terrible. And, of course, immediately going, you're picking on the Jews.
Can I quote?
It's because of the Jews.
Can I quote him exactly?
Yeah, he's apologizing. I was like, you better have said something pretty shitty if you're apologizing. You had every right to say something.
I just, I feel like what, I mean, unless this isn't the full quote, but he said, something absolutely unacceptable happened in Williamsburg tonight. A large funeral gathering in the middle of this pandemic. When I heard, I went there myself to ensure the crowd was dispersed. And what I saw will not be tolerated so long as we are fighting the coronavirus.
Well, okay. He said nothing wrong. He said nothing he should apologize for. But as soon as it becomes Orthodox Jews, of course, it's a religious thing and or an ethnic thing, and you're picking on these people because of their Orthodox Jews. No, they were so in the wrong. And honestly, you know, I was thinking about that and relating it to watching Charles on TMZ yesterday, who seemed like, I really felt like he felt embarrassed that all these black people were at this party in Chicago. You know, that huge party.
Yeah.
And I thought,
it's a little silly. He's not responsible for every black person.
But I feel like there's a lot of that. And you know, maybe it's because we're so privileged. You know, when John Gacy gets arrested, I don't go, oh, God, it embarrassed me. I mean, there's so many embarrassing white people. There are the people.
What are you talking about?
If I hate anyone right now, and I'm not one of those people that hates myself and my race or my skin color, there's a lot of white people who I just want eliminated right now. In fact, I don't want to share a planet with them.
Well, the cool thing is being an idiot doesn't, care what race you are.
And no one should feel bad or feel worse because, you know, people, these black people did this or these Orthodox Jews did that. It's like they're either doing right or they're doing wrong. And nobody should have to tiptoe and say, oh, I really don't want to say anything, but there was a group. And
no, I did laugh.
No, they were Orthodox Jews and they were at a funeral. And they know fucking better. You know they do.
I will admit I laugh, though, because it's de Blasio and everyone hates him. I know. He can't do anything right. But this is the same. This is the same city that when the big ship came in, everyone went out to see it, and then they had a flyover with the Blue Angels to honor healthcare workers. Which I think I'm sure the healthcare workers felt so great.
What's he doing up there?
Are we just too dumb to deal with this?
Yes, a lot of people, not everybody, but there's big parts of the population. So because they had the flyover, everybody went out to see it, got together in parks.
Well. Then don't have things that people will go out and see.
It goes both ways.
But Trudy, I mean, how silly is that? But you're right. And they canceled the Blue Angels. They were going to fly over Michigan. Yeah. They're like, there are too many stupid people in Michigan. I don't think we should do that.
Yeah. Did you see the people get pulled out of the Capitol today?
I did.
Protesters got pulled out.
Three women.
Did you see any of the video of it?
I did not.
So, you know, the security, by the way, it's not like beefy guys. It's like older people. It's security for the legislature. And they're pulling them out, and the one lady's going, I'm being assaulted! She said she's going to sue for assault.
Oh, good.
Great.
Sure.
That's assault, brother.
Why do people want to protest right now and demonstrate?
I don't know. My brother said it's bad in California, which is like, California? Oh. I mean, anybody, because I don't know why, and maybe I'm wrong, but right now it feels like the right wants one thing and the left wants another thing. Yeah, and
there's no in between anymore.
But I can't believe that. How could a pandemic be political? It's impossible. There must be people on the right that want to stay home, and there must be people on the left that want to work.
Well, once again, it's that 80% of the exhausted majority that just doesn't get involved.
Yeah, the good people in the middle who want the right thing or the best thing and don't are not attached to something. I mean, the people who are partisan now, I just don't even understand it. I feel like there's so much bad going on in both parties. But
you want to hear a story about Tom Cruise? Is that a good enough segue to get out of it?
Yeah.
Here's a
Tom Cruise story. I love Tom Cruise.
Is he doing any assists?
I don't like Tom Hanks.
End of assist. No, this is an older story. It's an older story.
Is there any Chet Hanks Instagram
post? I already checked.
Okay, thank you. Stay on that hourly, Brandon.
You got it.
Rob Lowe claims Tom Cruise went ballistic after finding out they would be sharing a hotel room while auditioning for roles in The Outsiders. All the LA people survived the LA auditions, and the handpicked people had to go to New York to face the New York version, Lowe said. So it was me and Tom Cruise, Emilio Estevez, and C. Thomas Howell. He continued, his first time ever stayed at the Plaza Hotel. We check in. Tom finds that we're sharing a room. Goes ballistic!
Couldn't you see him going ballistic about that?
What? I can't at that age.
Well, he's
he seemed at one point that he had some humility, but he's...
Well, that must have been before he had all the thetans removed.
To me, what's great about the story is there's certain people who have always been who they are, and that element of them has powered them to where they are today, and the rest is history. Lowe said. That's a nice spin, Rob.
It is a really good spin.
Okay, I'll try and wrap it up here soon. I was fascinated today to see Elon Musk was out protesting.
Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk is demanding the lockdown be lifted along with his other protests. Was he in California, by the way?
Probably.
My brother said this protest in Encinitas, he said it was like total civil disobedience. Like people weren't wearing masks on purpose to say, you know, that
there, you can't do that to me. You can't arrest me. I'm a free individual.
Which I thought was stupid. I understand it in a way, but it's just frustrating. But anyway,
people just, you know,
on from Elon Musk, Stacey Abrams. Remember she ran for governor in Georgia?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a bigger black woman. Mm-hmm. She was very popular. She did very well in the election. Everyone endorsed her, that, you know, Oprah and all these people.
It's the squad, you know, she's very progressive.
Yeah. Well, today she is, I believe, the first of the high-tier women to make any comment about the Joe Biden sex assault allegation.
Yep.
And she said, I believe Joe Biden.
Yep.
She went on to say that the New York Times did an investigation and it proved that there was no merit to it or something. And I'm like, wait a second. The New York Times has barely written about this.
It's because they did their investigation.
Maybe it's his. But honestly, this allegation, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a big fan of this. Someone said this, so let's talk about it all the time. This whole Me Too thing, I always was annoyed by the simplicity of it. And, you know, you have to believe the woman. So this guy is automatically put in this position of, oh, fuck. And I don't know, it just seemed insane to me the way it was going. I mean, social media is not the place to accuse someone. And I don't know, I still feel like there's a lot of horrible things that went on. And I don't know, this I don't understand, though, because it seemed that in the end it was, people should be heard. You know, we should be a little more judicious about it. I think most people agreed with that it was out of hand.
Yeah.
Because you could, Matt Damon one day said, oh, there's different levels of assault. And it's like, oh, Matt Damon, it'd be canceled. How dare you say a pinch in the ass is different than a boob grab, I mean, or a rape. It was fucking madness. But why is it that Joe Biden is a Democratic nominee and this woman who says also that if they open up, if they will get Biden's paperwork out of his library in Delaware, mm-hmm. that she made a complaint to Human Resources. Well, Biden has made no effort to open the library. Her mother was on Larry King in 1993. Her neighbor says, yeah, she told me about it. And it was around the time she said it was, and so on. So she's got some things that people looked for to consider a complaint credible. Yet no one has said anything. And
so do you want to know the stuff about the New York Times? Because the one that really debunked it, CNN, debunked the whole idea. And the people
debunked
the New York Times did a deep.
The failing New York Times.
Her quote was, the New York Times did a deep investigation and they found the accusation was not credible.
Okay.
This is coming from the Biden campaign. They've been pushing these as talking points. So what the New York Times really said in April 12th. They had a story examining Tara Reade's sexual assault.
However, since April 12th, she has more evidence in her favor.
They've updated that story since. The Times spoke with Reade on multiple days over multiple hours, as well as nearly two dozen people who worked with Biden in the early 90s, including who worked with Reade and seven women.
Oh, they talked to other women.
Yeah, well, they talked to Mrs. Reade, too, Tara Reade. And what it concluded was no other allegation about sexual assault surfaced in the course of reporting, nor did any former staff members corroborate any details of her allegation. The Times found no pattern of sexual misconduct of Mr. Biden.
However, that he's been accused by seven different people.
That is far different than what.
No, that's
Stacey
also
said,
that's like
though.
Macaulay Culkin saying, "Hey, can you believe this? Michael Jackson didn't sexually assault me, so therefore he didn't assault anyone."
Exactly, but we know why she's saying this, right? Stacey Abrams, we know why.
Yeah, because she's campaigning to be vice president.
Yeah.
So
it's so transparent.
I thought the fact that this was a big story, that she believes Joe Biden, is like, wait a second.
Well, I think it's a big story for the reason we think it is, because it's ridiculous that she would just say that.
And let me...
Not because she just talked him and believed him.
Amy Klobuchar, Liz Warren, Whitmer. You can go down the list of all the big women who went after Brett Kavanaugh, who, by the way, if you remember, nobody corroborated Blasey Ford's story. The girl that was with her said, I don't remember anything about it. I mean, this is a better case than the Kavanaugh case. Not that, I mean, we can ever know, because we really can't.
Yeah.
But this is no worse a case. And the first time I realized how ridiculous it was somebody put out a story saying, number of stories CNN did on Kavanaugh's assault, 700. Number of stories on Tara Reid, 2. And additionally, Kavanaugh suffered because they printed a story about him being part of a gangbang at all these parties.
The Avenatti allegations.
Yeah. And Avenatti was on CNN like crazy. It was talked about. The New York Times printed the story. The Washington Post printed the story. The story was completely debunked. The woman was, I forgot what her problem was. Was she a big fat liar? Or
I don't know. Just made it up? That's her problem. But, You're a big fat liar.
First of all, the idea that gangbangs at regular high school parties. I mean, the story was incredible. Cool. Yeah. But people printed it. Now, for some reason, I just would like to understand, why is this story different? And, you know, I don't know what better to compare it to than the Brett Kavanaugh story, because it seems with Biden, this story is the one that is, I guess it's the sticky one, if there is one. Yeah. The other ones have been pretty well blown off. The Trump stories, nobody cared, because I don't know. I mean, we've read them, though.
Yeah. Well, I think,
you know, the girl from The Apprentice, yeah, the E. Jean Carroll story, which still gets publicity.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she brought it up again.
Yeah. And she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper, who, by the way, when she said something he didn't like that made her sound uncredible, he went to commercials, which I thought was very strange.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
And Anderson Cooper's interviewed Joe Biden twice, has not asked him about it. In fact, Biden has done dozens of interviews. No one has asked him about the story.
It's also been 7 days since he's put out a new podcast. What are you scared of, Joe?
Wait, doesn't he have one with Hillary?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I saw him talking to Hillary.
I think that was Hillary's.
Was it her podcast?
No, he dropped.
Oh, it was like a video she put out, right?
Okay.
He dropped one on the 20th and one on the 22nd. It's been silence ever since. Hillary. Maybe he's reorganizing his podcast.
That was when Hillary endorsed him for president.
She's not a fan of Donald Trump. She was really not very kind to Donald Trump.
What? Did you see her tweet, too?
Fuck her up.
Did you see her tweet?
I saw that people were retweeting it. I didn't see I can't remember what the tweet was, though.
I'm looking.
These things just don't surprise me anymore.
I'm back.
I think she thinks she's funny.
Something to the effect of, would any of this be happening if we had a president who was.
Think of what it would mean if we had a real president, not just someone who plays one on TV.
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
It's interesting. I wonder what she would have done.
Great question.
The only thing that I think stunts a lot of
She's a goofus.
And I feel like we're so unprepared for this. It was a big clusterfuck in a million different ways. And it still is. And I'm going to guess that the next thing I'm going to hear, this new drug that helps, there's like 3 doses of it. And it's going to take, 6 months to make 5 more.
Or it's being in use already for people who have gout and they can't stop using it because all my friends with gout can't get this medication anymore, Drew.
Hey, no. But at least we have tons of the chloroquine.
We do have a lot of that.
We have so much of it. So all you lupus people, go nuts. Go loopy.
Isn't it an Ebola drug, though? Don't we need it for that?
It is an Ebola
drug. Or hydrochloroquine? It's used for a lot of things, actually.
I read about the story today, and then when I saw the story tonight, they were talking about how the Vanderbilt physicians and researchers said
AIDS!
That when this came along, they're like, oh, this might be good. And it's like, slow the fuck down!
Yeah.
It's fucking April! Where were you 3 months ago?
No one asked us.
They just decided, somebody just woke up and went, you know, we thought that'd be good for, let's do a survey.
What can you do? Medicine's not a science.
So just, we don't seem like the can-do country anymore. I think we need to take Purdue's lead.
There is. When in doubt, look towards Purdue University. There's a vaccine.
Go Boilermakers!
A vaccine, that company, they haven't been approved yet, but they're just cranking it out. They're just gambling that it's going to be the one, so they're just making a ton of it.
That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, it'd be unbelievable.
They're saying September for Europe, which is like, hey, what about us?
This is how crazy it is. I get emails, people telling me, your podcast is the only thing keeping me sane.
Oh, boy.
Between my kids being home, not working, I can't go anywhere. People need something from their regular life.
Yeah.
So, hey, if that's the case.
Oh, that reminds me, too. Breaking news. I got a text. I'm not even going to say who this person is. This is a text. And they know we've been talking about Bill Gates. So he wrote, just learned from my aunt's Facebook another reason why Bill Gates is evil.
Oh, I want to know.
He had something to do with the meatless hamburgers that came out a year ago.
Well, those are great.
Well, Trudy, this is the problem. This is all
planned.
You're
going to be part of the 15% of the world. He eliminates Trudy.
This is all part of the plan to disrupt the food chain.
She's probably got a microchip in her from the hamburger.
Well, no, because he wants everybody to eat the hamburgers. He wants the food chain to be disrupted, which is why he created coronavirus, so everyone has to eat his meatless hamburgers. And now he's going to benefit greatly from it because he just doesn't have enough money yet.
Well, on that note, why don't you kick us out of here? And
that was pretty interesting.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Cow Killer, but this is called evolution.
These poor farmers, people are sending me videos of, there's one guy who gives this really good rap, and you know, I never know whether to believe anybody. It's like, is this a crisis actor? Is this a farmer crisis actor? Well, he's just saying that the supply chain is in trouble, and that he had raised all these pigs.
Yeah,
and
they
can't be processed.
Yep, I saw the same.
And you got it too. Okay.
Well, I saw it.
And his cows.
Where's pig snot.
Where's the outro music?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I was listening to your point.
I know, it's a great point.
It was. I was interested.
But why can't they just let them hang out until they can process them again? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, Trudy, clean as a pig dick.
Because they'll get a new virus.
I wondered the same thing.
Yeah.
They'll develop a new virus.
No, why do pigs, because every time I see I remember when I lived in Southwest Virginia, I'd see those pig trucks going to slaughter.
Yeah.
And it was always like, those pigs are so cute. I hate thinking that they're going, I just didn't like knowing they were all in that.
And then you took a big bite of your bacon.
Eventually I would, but I can't put the bacon back.
Hey, you're complicit, man.
But, why can't the pigs just, feed them for a little while longer, and then when we can process them, we'll process them?
I don't know.
Can somebody explain? Throw it away?
The farmers will be taken care of.
They also said that they were, I know they
have to. They'll be taken care of. I feel bad for all those oil producers. They have so much oil and no place to put it.
That's right. What about I thought he said they were killing cows, too. I'm like, can't you just put them out in the pasture? Because they don't do anything. Don't they just hang around out there? Why do I have to kill them?
Probably thousands of them.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Cow Killer, but this is called evolution.
I might turn into an animal rights freak. I miss Max. He would have been great during the pandemic.
Aww.
I was imagining him under the orange chair. Remember where he used to squeeze in under the orange chair?
Yeah.
And when Layla would bark at somebody, he would have to struggle so hard to get out of there to get to the front door, but he would. It was pretty cool. Oh, Mags. I love you, Mags.
And Layla.
We'll see you tomorrow, Robert Robertson.
I like the stairs. They're fun.